What's poppin'? It's the Deals in the D.com studios, and it's the Tuesday show. And Mark and Trudy and Joey are here on the Drew and Mike show with me. And let's see what's happening.
I thought we were gonna get Columbus Day off, man.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because I tweeted out a picture of myself in front of Flagstar Bank where I went to put a couple checks in. I swear to God, that's how I find out those I always go to the bank on those bank holidays.
Oh, yeah. I always check the mail on unlikely bank holidays, too. I make the trip to the mailbox, go out, and go, oh!
Aren't they always on a Monday?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Of course you want to go to the bank on a Monday after the weekend.
Right.
Sure.
And make those in the middle of the week.
And even Columbus doesn't celebrate Columbus Day anymore. So.
Yeah, Columbus isn't doing, because they say they can't afford to let people off on Veterans Day and Columbus Day.
Can't afford to have that be a paid holiday, so got to choose one.
But they pay the people anyway, right? They pay them
more for
the
holiday.
They
want them there working then.
Does it really matter if government work gets done one day later than... Does that really cost money? I mean, is it really quantifiable?
Don't we expect...
Cost productivity.
Yeah, but don't we...
Frankly, why do they get either of them off? The real world
doesn't.
I'm not
sure. Honestly, I think Veterans Day should be a day veterans get off, no matter where they work.
Yeah.
But that's not the way it works. And anyway, as I was hearing this morning, I was just looking at the news, like, some people call Indigenous Peoples Day. So is it... Columbus Day only in certain places, and other places it's Indigenous Peoples Day.
Fun fact, Columbus is in the bad place because of all the raping, slave trade, and genocide.
Is it Indigenous Peoples Day?
It is in Detroit. Today was their first Indigenous People Day. You didn't see this big celebration at, is it there at Hart Plaza? I think it was in Hart Plaza today.
I didn't.
Indigenous people
go down there?
And this is because Columbus is a horrible person?
He is.
He is. Well, I mean, no. Depending on where you stand. Like Italians love.
Can I ask a question? I know since Columbus Day was declared, it's not like we know more about Columbus. We haven't been able to learn more. Mm. I mean, whatever was known then, right?
Yes.
So who are the dickheads that declared it Columbus Day?
Originally?
Yeah.
Washington Irving? Do you really want the answer?
No, I just wonder, why was it okay for it to be Columbus Day then?
So Washington Irving, Ichabod Crane, Legend of Sleepy Hollow author, wrote a biography on Columbus and made a bunch of stuff up. And So then when the Italians came over and were persecuted, they were looking for somebody American to be their hero, hence Christopher Columbus.
Was he even Italian, though? Get the ticket from Isabel and Ferdinand? Spain.
He was from Genoa.
Yeah, he was Italian, right. You're right.
But why were all these things, these horrible things, not known about him? When did Columbus Day start?
Because nobody cares that much.
Honestly, I don't really care that much either. I'm just finding myself, I feel like I'm constantly assaulted with dumb things that have to be recalibrated that I don't care about anyway.
Sometimes the myth of a man finding America is just more fun.
Well, no, I understand that, but now it's not just the myth of him finding America.
I know.
It's what a horrible fucking person he was.
I understand.
Doesn't it make you feel like your education when you were younger was just... shit.
I feel like sometimes I feel like I live in Russia. I remember when I was a kid and they said, this is what people in Russia think. And it was like, ha, 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 ha. And I feel like I'm in Russia now and people are going, ha, 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 ha.
It helped you remember when he discovered America, right? Well, discovered it for
1492, but that's not true. It's just interesting that we learn now. As opposed to then, when we learned the wrong thing, but we've learned something more since that time. In the late 60s, when I was learning that, we didn't know the things that we know now in 2018. But that happened back in the 1400s. How do we learn about something in the 1400s that we didn't know in 1969 when I was in fifth grade?
Town crier? I don't know. But
69.
Was somebody covering for his ass all that time? Did he have generations of people covering his ass?
He had a PR company. But did, I mean, didn't you back then also know that, you know, he came here and there were people who met him, indigenous peoples?
Yes.
So we never really stopped to think, hey, wait a minute, he didn't discover America.
Well, no, they never told us
America.
He killed them all. They didn't say he killed them all.
No, he didn't say that.
Oh, by the way, he killed a bunch of people.
Oh, I know. They should have. That's kind of a cooler story.
But it's just interesting. Who decided that we're going to blow off, he killed a lot of people, we're going to just forget about that and call
Washington
it Columbus.
Irving.
It was cool.
Well, didn't we also...
But people had to go along with it.
I know.
Right,
because sometimes the myth is just a better story.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't even a myth. Did we never put together the logic that he came and discovered a place that already had people?
I know. No, that's
so
that part's
nobody,
stupid.
Nobody kind of went, hey, wait a minute.
But come on, Europeans, we're pretty good at writing stuff down.
In about 10th grade, it seems to me I remember learning that Leif Erikson discovered North America, not Columbus. Fuck Columbus.
Well,
we should have Leif Erikson Day.
He discovered Haiti, didn't he? It wasn't America
What the hell happened that night?
I don't even know. I agree with Roland. What the fuck happened? I don't know. Story keeps changing. But how do we know what happened in 1492 anyway? Do we really know?
No, we don't. We know nothing.
Because the Europeans wrote a bunch of shit down.
How do we know they wrote the truth down? How do we know they didn't?
Don't.
They weren't
didn't.
Divided
well,
like
of,
we are now. Because people write
didn't.
Shit down now. Yeah. And it's bullshit, a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how did he know like smallpox blankets would help and all of that?
What? What are those?
Smallpox blankets, you know, where...
You guys are going way over my head.
This is a blanket!
Like, hey, do you need a blanket? Here's a blanket, and it's infected with smallpox, and they knew it would wipe out the entire...
Oh, wow. That's
how did they know that would work?
Genius of them.
Blanket! I love you, blanket!
Starting to like this guy.
I just have to take all
he
kinds
of... He was very innovative.
I got to take all kinds of history over again, I guess. But smallpox blankets, can I buy some of those? Because there's some people I'd like to put smallpox blankets on.
Yeah,
right
that'd be
now.
A great idea.
Send them out for Christmas.
That should be, I bet you that'd
put
be
it
a
on
big
Drew's
hit.
Favorite things.
Please do.
Smallpox blanket.
Then today, I'm reading about Winston Churchill and how horrible he is. And I thought it wasn't Winston Churchill, we'd be speaking German right now.
Why is he so bad?
Well, okay, this astronaut... Scott Perry.
I know he's kind of just a gruff guy, but he's a hell of a
leader. Well, no, not according to some people on Twitter.
He's a hell of a leader.
There's a U.S. astronaut. I think his name is Scott Perry. And first of all, I'm going,
oh, no, wait.
I'm going, what astronaut is he? I don't remember him.
Steve
I know
Perry.
Buzz Steve Aldrin.
Perry.
And
Steve Perry.
Steve Perry.
Scott Perry.
Steve Perry.
You're not talking about Mark Kelly, are you?
Maybe I am.
Gabby Gifford.
Scott Kelly.
Scott Kelly. Okay, that's yeah. Gabby Gifford's brother-in-law.
Remember this is Kelly.
He made some quote, I don't even know what he's talking about, but he quoted Churchill, and people said, how dare you quote Churchill, that prick, that murderer, he was a mass murderer and a racist. And so he apologized for quoting Churchill, and then he got wailed on, he killed the Nazis, he said, how dare you!
Well, the worst part of that is that he apologized, period. Stop apologizing.
I would have to agree. But who is it? Was he really that great an astronaut? Do I have to call him an astronaut? Was he a passenger or an astronaut?
The only reason we know who he is because his twin happened to be an astronaut, too. And then her husband, and then his wife got shot in the head.
I know he's done multiple... He's done three expeditions that I think are to the space station.
Yeah.
But did they just strap you in like a monkey now, or did he actually drive the capsule?
Oh, wait, he's white. Never mind.
Well, they sent monkeys up.
Right. I don't have to explain it to me. I know.
Dogs.
I don't care anyway.
I don't want somebody else.
Dog, you're calling him a dog?
Fun fact, first day I heard of that guy was during this day.
Yeah.
So I just... asked the other man to sit on his ankles, and I went to get a compress for him.
I'm calling you
and,
back.
And I stayed there until they
said, wait, why is Churchill so bad?
He killed a mass murderer and a racist.
Who did he kill? Because they're currently owned their...
Wait.
Did you see that in the movie?
I didn't read it today.
It's in the movie.
Yeah, Gary Oldman didn't kill
Churchill
anybody.
Movie?
No, it's not in the movie.
Did Oldman apologize when he won that award?
I hope so. No, isn't all this just so silly? This is what I feel like. Every day is filled with stupidity, and I feel like, shouldn't I be doing something better than this?
God! Like what?
Mean, I don't know. Like talking about real things that matter instead of dumb things and dumb people all the time.
The best thing about humans is that, man, we are bad and good all at the same time. Why is that so hard to understand? Especially leaders.
But it's... it's just nonstop. It just cycles over and over. It's like this thing about Indigenous Peoples Day. I get what the hell? And then Churchill. Wait, Churchill. I thought that was one thing I could count on the world, that was that Churchill was okay.
Churchill.
And this podcast would be in German if it wasn't for Churchill.
No, they wouldn't be able to fight. They'd have to fight the indigenous people first.
Yeah, you're right.
Nazis versus indigenous people.
The man in the high tower.
I actually stole that from my brother, because my brother, when he starts drinking, he's been in the military a long time. And so he will talk about the military. And finally, I ban him. I'm like, no military conversation. None. Nothing about the military. None. And he gets mad.
Red team, go! Red team, go!
And says, you'd be speaking German right now if it wasn't for the military. But he's serious.
Why?
I think he's serious. I don't know. He's pretty drunk. Because Hitler would have won.
He was not going to win.
Well, he was doing okay until that Russian winter.
He was doing okay.
He's not going to win.
He was pretty, did a pretty good job. I mean, I'm not saying...
Oh, geez. Sound like a big fan of Hitler over there.
He had a pretty powerful Air Force.
I think he got in his own way, though.
Well,
I think he was bound to make a few mistakes.
He got a little overstretched, and the Russian winter was pretty dramatic.
If Chamberlain was still in charge, yes, then we'd all be speaking German, because he would have done whatever Hitler wanted him to do.
Oh, that's right. He dug the Nazis. That's according to the Crown.
He did dig. He's a pussy. Honestly,
are you getting extra history from the Crown?
Yes.
Damn it.
Kind of like the, you know, the Queen. She was pretty
funny.
Cool.
It seems like you remember more from your movies and TV shows than you do from actual historical reading.
It's true.
And it works out pretty well.
It's not boring.
No, that's a big factor, I must say. Okay. Let's start with buying or leasing your next newer. Oh, we have a new copy, don't we? Or is this the new copy?
What does it say? Does it say? Yeah, it says October on it.
What? This is what came in today?
Is that the one that I printed out?
That was just Ford.
Yeah.
Wait!
This is the same copy as yesterday, though, for Dodge Jeep.
Yeah, well, Dodge, no, we got a
new
Ford.
Okay, just new Zot. Okay, we're not reading Maz's.
I can't read it. There's no words on it.
No more Maz reviews?
No. Well, I mean, unless you want to read one star.
Quick schedule. Oh, no, we don't want to read the one star.
There are none.
Damn it. But your next newer pre-owned car, truck, or SUV from the Zot family and DealsInTheD.com is different than any place else. Getting a good deal is easy. We know about people cutting each other's throats and Maz not unable to waive a commission over a half of a sandwich. We could do that too, but that's not how they deliver their customers a world-class experience at Zot Dodge Jeep and all
delicious.
Zot stores. I'm sure it was a good sandwich. They believe it's about people, both customers and employees. They realize happy, satisfied employees generate happy, satisfied customers. Price matters, but partnering with people you trust and enjoy creates the magic, a well-rounded experience, not just a one-time deal. So shop around if you must, then come see them at Zot. While you're there, play a game of foosball, get the massage chairs, eat fresh popcorn, or kick back and enjoy a good cup of coffee and warm smiles for your dealer that genuinely cares, your friends at DealsInTheD.com and Dodge Jeep. And the Eldo Eye Center, they're going to be busy with my sister Patty.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
Yeah, she's in there Wednesday, getting those multifocal lens implants. Yeah. Laura, registered nurse and mother of two, writes, I've had glasses since I was six. Waking up and falling asleep is amazing now. No dried out contacts, no smudged up lenses. No more paying an arm and a leg for either. Best decision I've ever made, hands down, with Dr. Yaldo's office. You can finance right through them. She got custom LASIK and Dr. Yaldo, because he's Michigan's most experienced person doing all these procedures. 30,000 LASIK procedures. He won't touch you unless he's certain you'll be thrilled with the results. That's why Patty's going in this week for multifocal lens implants, the Rolls-Royce surgery for people 45 plus. She will never need reading glasses and will have great near and far vision for life. Don't settle for mediocre vision with old technology like Laura and thousands of others. Throw it away and see like an eagle. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or sign up at Yaldu Eye Center. So, okay, so we've taken down Churchill and Columbus.
Taken down Cosby? Oh, wait, he's already been taken down.
Yeah.
See what happened to him, though, in jail?
Cosby? Well, what happened now?
Someone
get boo food?
Someone hit him in the face with a chicken patty in a food fight.
It's not fair. He can't see.
Food fight.
There's the story. Hey, guys, here's the best part. This is the second time he's been hit in the face by a piece of food.
Oh!
That's right.
Why is there no video?
People are chucking food at the old blind man.
Oh, my God. Wow.
He's demanding to be released immediately?
Because he's been hit in the face?
Yeah. Yep.
Airborne chicken patty. I'm so sorry.
Chicken patty.
Mr. Cosby cracked a joke to another inmate by the infirmary, and that inmate was mad enough to take his chicken out of the bun and plunge it at him.
Well, that joke bombed hard.
I'll say.
Bombed so hard, the guy threw his food at him.
Jokes don't even have any eyesight these days, apparently. This marks the second time an inmate used their food as a weapon. He slapped in the head with a stale hot dog bun within minutes of arriving.
Food fire!
You have to be very angry to throw your meal in jail because I don't think you get seconds. Mr. Cosby told us last week the chicken patty was the best meal he had so far. So that says a lot about how angry the guy
delicious.
Was. The shamed comic tried pudding for the first time behind bars despite being a Jell-O pitch man. His criminal wasn't satisfied with the taste of the prison pudding, which his radar previously reported is available via the commissary. He told us on the phone over the weekend, I was promoting this garbage. Tastes like something you give a lizard.
Oh, my God.
What a weird
how much
reference
does he
a lizard.
What does he feed lizards?
Yeah. Why is he feeding him pudding?
I guess that Jell-O contract's over.
Yeah.
Hey, so do you think that he's going to put together some killer material for when he gets out in 3 years?
Maybe.
Then?
Maybe. Well, he knows what doesn't work. Because he got hit in the face with a chicken patty.
I wonder how topical
a delicious chicken
in
patty.
3 years at 84 or whatever. Oh, boy. You know, I was reading today that Paul Bernardo...
like prison food and penis.
Paul Bernardo, the Canadian killer,
yeah,
who held all those women hostage and raped them repeatedly before killing them, and his wife at the time, Carla Homolka, she's out. She only served 12 years.
She's been dropping the kids off at school.
Yeah. No, she's a mom. Mm-hmm. And he's 54. He's still in prison. And I guess he has a parole hearing, and he's going to... attempt to
right.
get through his parole. How can he have a parole hearing? He killed four women that they know of and raped, I think, 12 or 13.
He's no Churchill. Come on.
And I'm pretty sure she is a volunteer at a school.
Yeah, no, she's a great mom.
Anybody want to take it?
Oh, did you say that?
I didn't hear you.
Not directly.
You said dropping kids off, but yeah, she works there. There's a difference.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh,
I didn't say it. Nobody said anything.
All right.
Clap back. Did you guys see New Kids on the Block this morning?
No, where?
Where were NKOTB?
On on the Today Show. Because they've got their 30th anniversary tour we've been waiting for, says no one.
Wow.
Said no one ever.
I guess it's just nostalgia. If enough people are dumb enough to go when they're 15, they'll go when they're 40. Is that true?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It seems to be the case.
Were they all there?
A couple of grown-ups who were like, I want... This was a couple years ago. Boys to Men, or no?
Backstreet had a Vegas residency. Yeah. How were they all there? All five of them: Danny,
yep,
Donnie, Joe,
there.
John, and Jordan.
Yep, absolutely.
How was Jordan Knight looking?
I think he actually. Wait, is that
isn't
him?
Isn't he the leader?
No, Donnie was.
Donnie's not the leader.
Well, Donnie was sort of leading the whole. Reveal of the concert tour that they're on.
Plus, Wahlberg?
Yes, because he's got a show too. Salt and Pepper, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson.
Oh, the nostalgia.
And
tour.
Naughty by Nature are all going to be on that tour with him.
Well,
you think Donnie got bummed out because he was in New Kids on the Block and things are going great. Next thing you know, Mark just does Marky Mark and it's huge.
I know, he thought Mark had just blown it.
Yeah,
and then, turns out he blew it. Sold out too soon.
I hope he didn't rub anything in Mark's face when they were younger.
You blew it!
God, there's so much going on with these musicians. Jimmy Page on CBS This Morning. Who would ever think Jimmy Page would be on CBS This Morning?
Yeah, promoting just the new book that they've got out for the 50th anniversary of Zep.
Yeah, and JPJ and Plant apparently pooled their personal photograph collections.
Yeah.
Which I would like to see.
Definitely.
Kind of cool.
I want to see that.
I want to see that too.
But he was kind of, you know, being pushed and wouldn't admit that there would be anything else.
But boy, does he want it to happen, though.
Well, yeah.
I liked his answer. I thought, and I understand the guy that asked It's something he doesn't really want to be asked. He's been asked a million times, probably every time he does an interview. But he said, yeah, I've been consistent on that.
I think he likes being asked because he wants... I think he really
wants... seem to mind.
I think he really wants to do it.
I think he does, too. Honestly, I don't know why he doesn't just go out with the Black Crowes again.
Yeah.
We're not doing anything.
Yeah. Or just get the singer from Greta Van Fleet to fill in.
Yeah.
And Bonham, Jason Bonham. And
isn't it funny that Chris Robinson sings those songs probably better than Robert Plant can right now? But
right now,
if it's
yeah.
Robert Plant, if that body is standing on stage, it means
he's got to have
so
the hair.
Much more money.
He's got to have that hair.
Yeah, which is blondish gray now. Oh, they dyed.
Blondish gray.
I would see that show in a heartbeat.
I'd love to see it. I'd love to see the Crowes version too. Either one. Would be
I
good.
Don't know why, but I'd be more hesitant to see that than I would if it was a Zeppelin return. And I know it, like you said, it would be better.
It would sound great.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'd be cool to see John Paul Jones, Robert Plant, and Bonham's kid. It's funny, I was looking at the clips of the 2006 Zeppelin show, or 2007.
It was cool, wasn't it?
At the is it the O Arena? Yeah.
Yes.
Or the O2?
O.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, O2.
Looked pretty fucking good, that clip. Wow.
I know.
Can we play a clip from that, by the way? Is that available, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a whole DVD of that show. I forget what they call it. Something Day?
Celebration Day.
Celebration Day.
Is that Celebration Day?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. And it's funny because, you know, there's Page's gray hair and his eyes. It's all wild. Whereas on CBS This Morning, it's combed perfectly back and looks like a happy old Asian man.
I know. He doesn't look as Asian anymore. Like he's reverting back.
He seems to be getting less Asian. Maybe did he have some cosmetic work done?
He had
is he reversing some.
He had
reverse
Asian
Julie Chen
like
surgery.
Yeah.
And now he's having reverse Julie Chen surgery.
He's Jimmy Page Moonbeds.
Is this the one?
Let's see.
Yeah.
If their hair is gray, if Page's hair is gray, it's probably it. Pager!
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. Good times, bad times. You know I've had my share. When my woman left home with a bride, man, but it still don't seem to care. 16, I fell in love with a girl.
That sounds good. It only took a couple of days before she was rid of me. I want Paige to wear all those old outfits.
Yeah. Right.
The wizards on them and the half moons.
and Plant with his, he would always have his shirt unbuttoned,
yeah.
But he didn't really have like the massive muscles and stuff everybody had, but he was really.
He was very hairy.
Sort of sexy, though.
But he wore blouses, like open blouses.
Almost looked like he was borrowing his sister's clothes.
Crank it, pager.
Oh. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, boo.
I'll take the
double neck.
Part.
I'll take the double neck.
A double neck. Gibson SG.
This is a whole like two-hour show, so I didn't know what was what.
It's okay.
Why do you need two necks on a guitar?
You don't.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you don't.
It's a giant phallic. It's a double phallic symbol.
I like that there's captions in another language underneath it, too. You want to sing along in that language?
Realmente me faz pensar.
Why does Plant not want to do this, I wonder?
He's busy with Alison Krauss.
He's just busy ruining Jimmy Page's day every time Jimmy wants to ask. They were at the Palace, right?
Page and Plant were.
Do you remember?
Yes.
When?
96, I believe.
I think I saw that show. I was trying to decide whether it was just Robert Plant, but he was at the Fox Theater a few years.
Yeah, Plant's been around
that,
quite a few times. But, you know, that's what's so disappointing about Jimmy Page is since Zeppelin, he just hasn't had many projects. I mean, the Honey Drippers.
Yeah.
Or wait, not the Honey Drippers.
Plant.
That's Plant.
Yeah.
We just went through this. The Firm.
Oh, that's
the Firm
right.
With Paul Rodgers.
Yeah.
I'm a radioactive. And then there was the Outrider album, which I think was instrumental. And it's like, I think I need a thing or a thumping. Did the Crows, Page and Plant. Was Page and Plant's the biggest thing he's done, and that was a rehash, although they had the one album, Walking to Clarksdale.
Yeah.
Which wasn't bad. Wasn't Zeppelin, though. No way.
I'd love to have a voice like that. Who had a voice?
Oh, here we go.
That's why he need the double donger.
Oh.
Yep. Page and Plant did not play this. I don't think.
Don't forget, tomorrow morning is your chance to win a pair of tickets to see this man live in concert.
Boy, it just looks like he came alive up there, doesn't it? This is such a mild-mannered 70-year-old guy on CBS This Morning, but...
When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to Magic 98.9.
He's done nothing but that for his entire life. $170 million, supposedly, is his net worth. Is that... Do you think that's accurate?
Yeah, I'd be surprised if it wasn't that high or higher, because Led Zeppelin, I think, is maybe the third biggest-selling band ever.
Yeah, I think that's what they said.
I think Garth Brooks is second.
You know what the great thing is about music? It's so easy.
Look at it. It does make it look easy.
Poor JPJ.
I know. So that was a bummer. Why didn't they invite him out in 96? That was a bad deal.
Well, because Page and Plant just has a better sound to a concert than Page, Plant, and JPJ.
Well, they could have called it Led Zeppelin.
But it's not Zeppelin without Bonham.
But there is a
it
Bonham.
Was, though.
Oh, but he was. Was he with Page and Plant?
No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
But it could have been. He would have been. I'll say yes for him.
I feel a powerful connection to the history of famous bass players. Like, what's his name from The Who? Or that guy from Led Zeppelin who wasn't Page, Plant, or Bonham? Those are the only two I know for sure.
Oh, boy. And then
it's great.
Joe Strummer's widow from The Clash, Joe Strummer.
Wow.
The heart of The Clash, really.
Yeah.
Apparently, she found a bunch of tapes in 2002, but didn't want to be bothered with them.
Well, couldn't stand hearing them.
Yeah, I understood what she was saying.
Did she need the money?
I don't know. Might need a few bucks. But although she would have made more on them in 2002. Wouldn't you think?
What's that? I'm sorry.
She would have made more on the tapes in 2002 than she would now. I mean, there's no money to be made on any music now, right?
Yeah, you're probably
Clash
right.
Music?
Well.
Isn't it The Clash?
No, it's Joe.
It's just him.
Joe Priest pre-Clash and then with the Mescaleros in the late 90s, which I thought there was some good music. It's interesting. I'd like to hear some of it.
By the way, nice leaving your recordings in a barn.
I know. Well, a lot of studios are in barns.
I guess.
For some reason. God, I don't know why. Joe Strummer's death was really... That was a tough one.
He's only 50.
That guy. And he was such a cool guy.
One of the best interviews you ever did, too. He was a great interview.
He was. He was really good. He was just a really sincere, passionate dude. Although it's interesting with bands splitting up and what happens and how much success each guy has, Mick Jones had Big Audio Dynamite, which was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
And I think Big Audio Dynamite's out there. I believe they have reunited, and I think they're doing tours pretty good.
I get to hear Rush for the Change.
That's a great song.
And E equals M squared. Yeah, Rush is a great song.
When is this tour?
I prefer E equals M squared myself, but Rush will do. This was a really unique sound at the time.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of airplay, man.
Yeah, it did. But The Clash without Mick Jones just wasn't happening. Didn't they do one album without Mick Jones and it...
Yeah.
Didn't do so well, and they did a tour without Mick Jones, too, and that really got a lot of... They had a lot of problems.
Hey, you two should get a room, you know?
Gotta get myself right out of here.
But wouldn't you have assumed the Clash would have reunited by now and done a gigantic tour?
I mean, wouldn't you want that? There'd be pent up instead of New Kids on the Block.
Oh,
you know,
fuck yeah. I would see the Clash in a second. If they dug up Joe Strummer and propped him up, I would go.
Did you see that big article? There's an article in the Wall Street Journal that was talking about how much rock music is making concerts. I mean, no surprise versus the newer music and just the difference in streaming and airplay now. And nobody can figure out, why is that exactly? Why is it that these rock artists are still going out there and just making a killing?
I can afford the ticket.
Doesn't it have a lot to do with the fact that you have a bunch of musicians on a stage creating something musical, I mean genuinely musical, as opposed to a guy standing there reading poetry over a track?
I think so.
Maybe for you. If it's a good show, it's a good show. Like, I don't mind hip-hop and rap. They were kind of talking about how a lot of those streams and a lot of those radio plays are aimed for really, really young kids, like 14 to 20. They don't have the disposable income,
right?
Where us older people do. We'll
pay the ticket price.
But where's the 20 to 35 crowd? What are they doing?
I don't know.
That's what can't be figured out.
I got to tell you,
millennials killing things
at some of the shows. Some of these ancient classic rock shows I've gone to, I see a lot of young people at these shows. I mean, you see a lot of bald heads, and you see a lot of older women too. But I see a lot of young people in their 30s, and you know, who want to see the Stones once.
I was surprised when I saw AC/DC how many multi-demographic people were there.
I wonder if there's enough.
Like, I don't think you have to be any age to like AC/DC. I mean, if you want to rock, you want to rock. Damn it!
I wonder if there's this effect, too, that you have these bands that were huge for a long time, and now, since streaming, it's just one-hit wonder after one-hit wonder after one-hit wonder.
Well,
but then again, Nicki Minaj, who has had hit after hit, couldn't sell her shows.
Here's my favorite bands, AC/DC, Van Halen, not Van Hagar, Skinner, Def Leppard.
Well, think of how many people want to go see Mariah Carey?
Well, no one does now. We know that for a fact.
I mean, isn't it really just sort of a thing of them?
But Britney. Moment? Britney had a successful run
in Vegas.
Could
she do an arena tour, though?
I think she definitely
think so?
Could. Yeah.
Wouldn't she, though?
By herself?
I mean, she's no Clinton.
She did an arena tour around 2010, and I know that that sucker was packed out in Detroit. I only know because Kristen went, and all the girls get dressed up, and they love it.
Well, she was a thing. I would think that would have a nostalgia effect, but you would think some of the other people would have a nostalgia effect, too, that don't seem to have it. I mean, Nicki Minaj, she's the biggest. She has more charted songs than any female in music history, and yet people will fill Pine Knob to see Carole King with James Taylor, but they won't fill an, I mean, 20-year-olds won't fill an arena to see Nicki Minaj.
I'm trying to think of
if I was 20.
There's a lot of big acts. I mean, Ed Sheeran just sold out Ford Field.
Well, Ed Sheeran.
I'm just trying to think of the biggest acts over the last 10 years.
You know, Ed Sheeran is a songwriter and a performer, and even though he wants to play all the instruments himself, I assume there are other musicians on the stage with him. I mean, there's something to his music. I he's a good pop songwriter.
Drake sold out.
I am so good at music.
But I look at Drake and I just see a guy standing on stage singing karaoke.
Yeah.
To me, but he has so many hits that you're going to hear song after song, you know, I guess.
No, it's what's going to happen in 20 years? Who's going to be touring?
All holograms of these bands.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Correct. Hey, by the way, when's Kanye go out? When's the last time he was out? I mean, he's a sellout, isn't he?
He went out with Jay-Z for Watch the Throne, but I think that's been about 5 years.
Well, isn't he due to do a tour?
You would think.
But I guess all those people that unfollowed him won't go see him now.
Yeah, right. Please.
And then let's not leave out Steve Perry.
Oh,
Perry's
did you watch it?
I didn't watch it. I'd be happy to watch it, though. He was on
Steve
CBS.
Steve Perry.
He was on CBS Good Morning, the old man show on Sunday. And I really haven't seen him interviewed that much. That's what I realized. I was watching him like, wow, he's so much softer than I even thought. And I thought he was soft already.
What was your first impression when you saw his face? Like, you saw the first thing they did was show him singing,
You mean back in the day?
Yeah. And then they cut to now. What was your first impression when you saw his face?
Go ahead.
Not one wrinkle. The guy hasn't had any work done, has he?
Oh.
He looks so fake look and phony.
Good. He looks, for 69, he doesn't look 69 well, years old.
Hair jet black.
Oh, that's true.
That's true, yeah.
Like Gene Simmons.
69. Like Gene Simmons.
It's an intriguing story, though. Why would he not want to be in Journey for all this time? You know, the Journey fan. Well, the Journey fans go anyway.
Because he was hurting, and they weren't sympathetic.
He hurt his hip, and they wanted somebody to go right out. He would have overdosed like Tom Petty!
What time is it? Because I'm hurting.
He might be the softest musician.
He's really soft.
He looked womanly to me.
Oh, yes. You're right, Trudy. He looks like Katie Lang.
Trudy, I said everything but that. A soft was all I could think of, but you're right. He does look womanly.
Does he look like Katie Lang?
Yeah.
There's a resemblance.
And there could be. They could go on tour and you couldn't tell them apart. And he looks like he's wearing lipstick in part of that interview, which was like kind of unnerving.
Well, he looked really femmy in the Journey days.
Oh, get ready. Really femmy. He's going to sound really femmy. Oh, look. There's KD. There's Steve Perry.
Wow, that's amazing.
Mark that, Brandon. We got to put that on the website.
Yeah, that should be the picture today.
Pot him up. Listen how soft he is, too. Big fan of Robin Roberts. Oh, says a lot right there.
Of course he is.
Do you feel the love?
I do now. Yes, I do. Yeah.
It is wonderful to see you. And we've been looking forward to this opportunity and can't thank you
enough. His new record will do nothing.
Thank you so much. I've been looking forward to meeting you too.
It's been
forever.
How was that thought process like? I mean, you're at the height of your career.
Who is waiting all their life to meet Robin Roberts?
That's
the definition of soft.
I can't imagine that anyone is, really. That's so weird.
To make that decision to step away as you did.
It seems like it was a brilliant thought process, but the truth is I had no choice. I was truly burned out. My emotion and my passion that
soft.
I discovered for music and singing when I was about 6-7 years old.
All you do is play the hits.
I couldn't find it anymore. I was still singing good, but I wasn't connecting with it.
As a result of it,
I kept getting more empty and empty in my heart, and I was getting really worried.
How many ways can a person be soft? I mean, honestly, how many? Check the boxes. Soft heart, soft passion, soft everything. He's so soft.
I kept feeling more empty. Empty in my heart. Who talks that way?
He's going to just play
my emotion and my passion that I discovered for music and singing when I was about 6-7 years old, I couldn't find it anymore. I was still singing good, but I wasn't connecting with it. And as a result of it, I kept getting more empty and empty in my heart. And I was getting really worried. In fact, it was scaring the hell out of me, to be honest
with
you.
Really?
Scaring you?
Coupled
with, how could you be scared?
With the touring schedule and the fatigue and that experience I just explained was too much. I had to stop.
I'm glad that you did that.
Yeah.
You had to do
it. It wasn't popular back then.
Shut the fuck up.
I know.
You're glad.
Why is she?
You don't have any say in it.
I'm glad because I hated Journey.
Why is she glad?
It didn't stop him.
Steve Perry.
She cares about him so much.
Bullshit.
I think if you fell off the Empire State Building and Steve Perry was lying on the ground, you could have a soft landing. I really do. He's that soft.
They pull him out. The fire department. Fire department uses him when people have to jump out of a building.
Get Steve Perry.
One guy holding each arm, one guy holding each leg. If you land on Steve Perry, you're fine.
You can carry yourself wasn't the thing
bounce.
To do.
But you did
you
it.
Kept locked to your drop was
you
the thing to do.
His heart.
You
know?
But you're still here.
I'm still here. That's right.
Pussy.
That's not an achievement. Still being here is not an achievement.
They're cheering him for being alive.
What the fuck?
You weren't even writing even during this period of time?
Not at all. I know it's hard to believe, but no writing, no singing in the shower, nothing. I had to literally just walk away with it and I guess turn my heart off about to half to keep walking. Because it was too much of a draw to fall back in.
Wait, what did he just say there?
Turned his heart half off.
He turned my heart.
I thought it was empty.
My heart off to about half.
The empty half?
I guess that's
really,
so he can...
Maybe he should be applauded for being alive. It sounds like he's got heart problems.
Sad.
What is going on with
him? What the fuck are
him?
These people talking about?
During this period of time?
Not at all. I know it's hard to believe, but no writing, no singing in the shower, nothing. I had to literally just walk away with it and I guess turn my heart off about to half to keep walking because it was too much of a draw to fall back in. It was a dream come true to be in Journey, you know?
Sure.
And to be in front of all these fans that loved
it's not
our
a
music.
Dream come true.
It was a dream. So to walk away, I had to turn my heart down.
Okay, but then your heart got turned back up. about the 2011 yeah. Kelly. So yeah. I have a friend who's directing a TV show.
Patty Jenkins.
And oh, it was Patty.
Patty Jenkins.
Uh oh. Get a new cushion.
Patty.
One and only Patty Jenkins.
Come on, Patty. And you saw Kelly on screen.
Nice that
no one knows Patty Jenkins. Why are they cheering? No one knows her.
Patty?
Who is she?
I don't know. He ooh, saw someone on TV.
Because Robin's wet over it because she recognized the name.
Good God.
But he sees Crane. Somebody on TV and he just hits her up like, hey, you want to be my girlfriend?
It's pretty weird. Happens? I thought the same
got
thing.
Got turned back up. The 2011 yeah. Kelly. So yeah. I have a friend who's directing a TV show.
Patty Jenkins.
And oh, it was Patty.
Patty Jenkins.
How are you?
Patty Jenkins.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Patty.
I didn't know it was Patty. Yeah. And then you saw Kelly on screen.
I saw her on screen on a TV show Patty was directing called Five. It was on the Lifetime Network. And I love editing, so we're hanging out, and I had her stop real quick.
Another soft thing that flies under the radar. He loves editing?
Yeah. What?
Loves editing when it's not even his TV show.
I have no idea.
Patty Jenkins.
What a weird thing to say.
Patty edits? Is that what he's saying?
I didn't know it was Patty. And yeah. then you saw Kelly on screen.
I saw her on screen on a TV show Patty was directing called Five. It was on the Lifetime Network. And I love
Lifetime?
Editing,
so he's Lifetime watching Network?
Is Lifetime.
What's he watching Lifetime for? Oh, my God. How soft can he be?
I know. Isn't he watching the editing of a Lifetime show?
I don't know, but he sounds delighted with Lifetime.
And by the way, Patty is separated at birth with Steve Perry in 1978.
I know, yeah.
She is!
Same haircut. Same haircut.
Oh my God! She's the only female soft enough for him. She looks like him.
You're gonna get Robin all wet again.
One of the wettest we've ever seen from the standpoint of water.
I had her stop.
Ooh, Patty's the
who is that? Is that an actress? She said, no, she's a PhD psychologist named Kelly Nash. She told me her story. I said, well, do you have her email? And Patty knows I don't do
that
this.
Broad.
She
oh,
said,
bullshit.
Why? I said, I don't know. There's just something about her. And so
yeah,
we
you
talked
about
it. She said,
off.
I'll send an email, but I should tell you something first.
Softly.
She came back, and she's fighting for her life.
He lit candles.
Who's that broad?
It's the beat
light,
off.
Light strokes.
Barely,
barely
even grabbing it.
Into no flight.
Just fanning it with a fan. That's how Steve Perry masturbates. He gets an old Chinese fan.
Kelly Nash, she told me her story. I said, well, do you have her email? And Patty knows I don't do this. She said,
that's
why? I said, I don't know. There's just something about her.
That
and so we talked a bit. She said, I'll send an email, but I should tell you something first. It came back, and she's fighting for her life. It's in her lungs and her bones.
Oh, bummer.
At that moment, I had an
at that moment, I thought, great, no commitment.
He's so soft, that appeals to him.
Yeah, you're right. It probably turns him on more.
Yeah, I think it does. I mean,
opportunity, no harm, no foul. Nobody needs to know nothing. I'd lost my parents. I'm an only child. I'd walked away from a big career. Enough ugh. Already, I thought. I don't need to go.
How much softness can there be? An only child?
Something happened to me when I saw her. So I said, send the email. And I waited on pins and needles, and we finally talked and went to dinner. We were
on
inseparable.
Pins
and it was
and
a
needles.
Friendship that just blossomed. It was inseparable.
Yeah.
It was more than love. It was
television.
A connection. It was something new for me. I never experienced the word connection before, or the mm-hmm. feeling, you know, honestly. It was
what?
New.
Well, we
you
hear
were
it
60.
In your new music, and I want to play a little bit of it for
the
you.
Fuck?
Call on me.
Yeah.
Call on me.
Oh, she's in this.
I know. This
she's
is
in the
let's,
tail
let's,
of it. Yeah,
yeah let's listen
laughter.
To it right now.
Sucks.
Pussy. You're listening to nothing but the best of oldies. You're listening
your to Patty
and
the outro. I can't hear
his voice. It's so soft. On one of my hard drives, I was messing with her one day, put headphones on her. I was just joking with her, and I got her
pussy.
Laughing. My favorite thing to do is to get her laughing. If I can get her laughing.
Do you wonder what he said to get her to laugh?
That's an intriguing question.
I wonder if she was laughing and how soft he was.
And she'd get to the point where her mouth was opening, she's catching her breath, and nothing's coming out. And I'm kind of a ham for that, so I couldn't stop, you know.
It's beautiful.
But the record, by the way, is full of all sorts of songs. It isn't just about loss.
Yeah, forget about my
dead girl. It's about rock and roll. It's about reunions, going to high school reunions. Some of you are old enough soon to be in high school reunions.
That's what we love about you.
Yeah.
It's just a mix like that.
Yeah.
And what was the promise that Kelly made you make about returning to
stuff being so soft.
She was having a hard time, and my favorite time is in the evenings when we would turn off the lights and give each other a smooch and then talk each other to sleep. One would do the other.
She said he's a pussy.
Who fell asleep first.
What?
She says, honey, I need to ask you to make a promise. And I said, what's that? She said, I want you to promise if something was to ever happen to me that you won't go back into isolation, for I feel it would make this all for naught.
She knows how soft
and, he is. And, you know, that was the biggest statement. Of course I said I promise, but I want to make clear, it wasn't like we weren't living our lives and going places and doing things. She knew I wasn't singing in the shower. I wasn't writing music. I wasn't doing anything.
Are you okay? Who fucking cares?
That's what she was talking about.
Yeah. We're so glad that you're doing that.
Well, and she's gone.
Could you
so
make
you
a promise
do
next
you're
time
doing
that
you're
going
to sing
for us?
Okay. Is he going to sing?
For you, I'd
no.
do that.
Oh,
why not?
Pussy.
I was going to sing in the shower.
Christmas is out now. Don't walk, run and get it.
Oh, fuck off.
Tonight, it's always the most
important. I'd love to watch that guy speak.
Isn't it amazing how they always act like, well, you're going to do our song. And it, oh, what? Oh, my God. And the whole people, everybody in the audience.
He won't sing, though. That's what's crazy.
He wouldn't do a song for Robin?
I don't think so.
I just thought, I always thought that he left Journey because he couldn't hit those high notes.
I kind of wanted to. Yeah. In fact, I read the Journey book. And they said all those songs are written in a very, very high notes. And it's very difficult for anyone his age.
Just start in a low register.
Well, they could
just to
they could tune them down a little bit.
So really, probably what they were saying was like, hey, Steve, you got to like get out of the way for the next
who's that dude?
Vocalist who can hit the high notes.
Yeah, Arnell.
And he's so soft that he...
I thought Robin was implying he was going to actually sing.
No, she said next time, as if it was going to be in next time.
Okay.
Pussy.
And don't forget, tomorrow morning is your chance to win a pair of tickets to see this man live in concert.
What a terrible interview.
What's the new... wait, don't tell me.
What?
Oh, no, that's another Steve Perry.
I don't care for that guy.
Me neither. Too soft.
It's too soft, apparently, to make Google Play. I don't see it on here.
What, the new one?
Yeah. I see Sherry. One of the softest hits ever.
God.
Remember the video? That stupid video I'm sitting on the stairs? Well, it could have been gone.
Horrible.
Is the album not
Can you
out
bring
yet?
Up the O'Sherry video, Brandon?
It's a love song. It has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't know it was a movie, too. Jesus. Knowing
how I great acoustics. Made you feel, and I should have been
gone. After all your pussy.
You like singing a cappella.
Should have been gone. Oh, I must have
been a dreamer. God, 80s production is the worst thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Steve Perry. Steve Perry. We should have been over.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like this. What a voice.
Sherry looks like this girl, the girl with cancer you fell in love with, doesn't she a little bit?
Oh.
Who probably looks like him too? By electricity. Right?
You know what Steve Perry's favorite part of this video is?
Himself?
When they edited it.
Uh-oh.
Love that part. He remembers.
Of course.
He's obsessed with not singing in the shower.
I know. I think he's really singing in the shower.
God, he looks like somebody there. Who the hell does he look like? Somebody who's young now? Maybe it's the girl I just saw. I don't know. This was a giant hit.
Yeah.
Remember, this video was on all the time. At the time, the theory was that Steve Perry was going to have a gigantic hit and Journey was going to fall apart.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you lose your singer, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
But...
And thank God Steve Aguirre was available.
Not the case.
Do you want to hear one of the new songs?
No.
Come on.
I don't know. If you can pick out a real soft one.
Well, oh my God. Listen to these titles and you tell me which one is the softest. No Erasing. We're Still Here. Most of all... No more crying in the rain. Sun shines gray. You belong to me. Easy to Love, I Need You, and We Fly. I think Easy to Love
easy
might
to
be
love,
the
softest. That sounds really yeah. soft. Although, No More Crying.
That's a great name.
Yeah, but that sounds
that's
like someone's
not very
sucking
soft
it up.
For him. Yeah, yeah, that's doing something he's not comfortable with.
Ugh, horrible.
Is this Easy Loving?
Easy
I don't
to
suppose
love.
You belong to me as an Elvis Costello cover.
That would break him.
It would, you're right.
Couldn't sing anything that hard.
Been thinking about the love we had.
That's soft. That's pretty soft. For so
long. Quiet.
That sounds like Steve Perry, old Steve Perry. You've been here by my side. Yeah. You know.
You and I are only stardust.
Baby. Oh boy.
Love is all that we need. Oh boy, it doesn't get softer than that. Love is all that we need.
I mean, isn't Rod Stewart already taking that niche?
The soft market?
It's the soft market with a slightly raspy voice.
The Rod Stewart channel is gone. It's something else now.
Already?
Rod Stewart last channel lasted for like a week.
Do you like Little Steven's Garage Channel, by the way?
I don't really go to it.
Really?
No.
Okay. I kind of dig it.
What's on there?
It's just really garagey, punky cuts from...
New, old?
Nah, I'd say 60s, 70s mostly, but I'm trying to think of some of the stuff he played on there. I mean, some really odd tracks, but they generally have a sound to them. I mean, I kind of like it.
I like the hits.
Well, I like the hits, too.
What's the classic
I
like Little Steven, though. Or classic...
Oh, yeah, it's back... Backtracks.
Is that what it is? Right. That one's really good. Yeah. You can hear them all in a Lincoln car.
Oh, how many speakers?
14 on the Revel Audios. Ooh. Thank God I remember. And my Lincoln MKZ that I got at Hoop McInerney. Star Lincoln 2019 has arrived at Star, and already appearing are the 2019 Lincoln MKZs. And just days away is the debut of the long-anticipated luxury crossover, the 2019 Lincoln Nautilus. I was reading an article in the paper about why crossovers are taking off right now and why people love crossovers because their sales are through the roof. It's
why?
Because Gen X is getting old and we don't like getting into a car. We like stepping up into a car.
Ah!
Isn't that fascinating? Plus, people like to be up high. And
soft.
I know. I never thought Gen X would get soft. What's wrong with us? But, you know, if you want one of those, the Lincoln Nautilus comes standard with safety extras.
If you're soft and you're proud.
Yeah.
Or if you just have stuff.
You can get a 22-way adjustable seat that'll massage your butt because, you know, if you're soft, you need that going on. Blind spot monitoring because you're so soft to turn your head. Line centering technology for continuous steering support because you're too soft to do it yourself. It's full of technology to make you softer or to make the soft person feel great. The 2019 Lincoln MKC features leases as low as $331 a month. X and A-Plan customers get even more remarkable savings. And Conquest buyers, you can save $1,000 on the Continental. It is America's foremost luxury sedan. Get the star treatment, the free loaners, free pickup and delivery, an immaculate showroom, service area, and a welcoming staff of sales pros like our very own Jimmy D. Call Jimmy D at 855-567-STAR. Email him, jimmyd@starlincoln.com. It's all at Hoop McInerney, Star Lincoln for 50 years. The legendary jewel among Detroit Lincoln dealerships. It's at 12 and Telegraph in Southfield.
Alrighty then.
And I have Oh Sherry stuck in my head.
I know. It's going to stick for a while, too.
But amazingly, not Easy to Love, which we heard after it.
No, that just goes through you like wind.
Because I'm easy to love.
Are you?
I don't know.
Ugh. Hey, do I have the new? There it is. Rocktober 2018 ticket.
Rocktober.
It's Rocktober.
It is Rocktober.
It's also Cocktober.
Yeah.
Did you listen to Stern?
I caught a little Cocktober this morning. They were introducing some guy with a giant dick, and I was like, I don't think I need to hear this right now.
What, to ring the gong?
I think they're yes. They're going to skip it this year.
Yeah, there was it was a replay this morning, wasn't it?
Oh, it was?
From Cocktober last year.
Oh, that's funny.
I believe so.
It was insane. That was when I first got the subscription, and I hadn't listened to that show really ever, and... My first jumping into it is all wieners.
The best part about it was the end when he admitted that it was too much.
Yeah.
He went through it all, and then he admitted, yeah, that was too much. That was kind of the best.
Were they replaying the day George Takei was in?
All I heard was about a 15-minute segment.
He was in for several days.
While the kid was in the car.
No one likes penis more than George Takei. No one.
Just kidding.
Absolutely no one. So, Brandon, mark this point because we're going to send this to Tiffany at Hall Financial. She wanted me she was hoping I would reference Jason, who went to Hall Financial, recently divorced with credit issues.
Great guy.
And generally beat down, and he had had some hiccups with trying to get a refi cleaned up. But he said Delaney and Casey never gave up. They kept fighting and trying. He said what he calls a measly refinance. Wasn't going to make anybody a lot of commission. But you would think with the treatment he got, it was a $1 billion refinance. He had problems with the ex, just all kinds of issues. He was possibly going to lose his house, and it was just terribly messy, but he got it done on the date he needed to head back to court, where he would be forced to sell if he didn't refi. So this was major pressure. He's indebted to life to Hall Financial.
Do you know, does it say what court he had to go back to? Was it court with the ex?
I think it was.
Or was it?
I think it had to do with closure. The divorce agreement.
Well, good, then he could throw it in her face.
He had to refinance or sell the house. Okay. So he probably had to give her a little something. I'm just guessing. They saved my home, my four-year-old son's home, my current life, my ability to keep running Camp Zip, a nonprofit year-round.
Cool.
He runs for adults with disabilities. So all he could say was, thank you. And I can say I have had a lot of good customer service and sales moments in my life, but this is by far the best.
Wow.
With Hall Financial. I may or not have cried tears of joy.
And good dude, man.
No, that was a great reference. And Tiffany was hoping that we would play that or read that on the show. And that's actually the second time I've read it.
Really cool.
And then we got that nice email from Zach Sikowski, who was so happy with Scott Kunith and his experience as a realtor. He got his first condo. I think he's a young guy, like 25 years old.
Oh.
Loved working with Scott. And then he said, I secured financing for my new condo from Phil on David Hall's mortgage team. Phil has been extremely timely on top of everything every step of the way. David's team truly earned a 5-star review. We've been getting, Hall's been getting a lot of business, and everybody is, I mean, once people write you to tell you how good a job, that's just not something that happens a lot.
No, that's sort of the beauty of this.
Yes, there's definitely a very close relationship between
Phil.
Between the sponsors.
Was Bill, not Phil?
It was
Phil. It was Phil,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Was it? Phil. Yeah, Phil. Oh, I thought I heard Bill. I was confused.
Phil.
That's Phil's personal jingle over at Hall Financial. He's done so well with the refis that he actually purchased a jingle from Matt Farley.
Except when he wants to be formal. You know, it's pretty casual.
Philip.
So there you go, Tiffany. Two great, great letters we got about Hall Financial. And those aren't, honestly, we've had many, many, and I've forwarded them. I hope Tiffany gets them because they, I mean, honest to God, we've had, I'd say 12 or 13 really outstanding references for them and how quick they are. Well, they'll tell you. They do it in 19 days. The industry averages 44. So there. And speaking of David Hall, the Hall Financial Hotline. Do we want to open the Hall Financial Hotline to call the 107-year-old barber?
Oh, yeah.
Brandon, that was in your prep, wasn't it?
It was.
What?
Did you have the number? Did you have the number for the store as well?
That's the one that I was, you know,
I have
hoping
that
to
number.
Call.
I have the store's number.
Yeah.
Because I saw two different area codes, and I thought,
No, I knew exactly. When I pasted it, I said, God, he's going to call me out on that.
Well, it just seems like one of them's going to have a low percentage. What is your percentage on these?
Well, 100% for the shop itself. So if he's working...
Wait, so do you have that number?
Well, he works from noon to 8, so that means we're 100% chance going to get an interview with
Anthony
Mancinelli. He what?
He might be cutting hairs.
He'll stop for an interview. He gets really psyched. I mean, 100% chance he's in the house at least, right?
Sure.
He's about an hour north of New York.
Uh-oh, it's what? Monday. Hairdressers don't work on Mondays.
What?
Sometimes.
Not a hairdresser's
he's a barber.
Oh, sorry. Who? Barbers?
He's 107 years old. He's on no meds. He drives. He cooks. He watches TV. He loves WWF wrestling.
Really?
He trims his own bushes. He does his laundry. He shops for food. He's 107 years old.
Wow. Jeez.
Whoever did the story said that there was hip-hop playing in the barbershop. So he's hip, too. He's up with the times. Anthony Mancinelli, the 107-year-old barber. Would he be the oldest person to ever appear on the show?
Oh, boy. Yeah, maybe. Well, no. Did we call the guy who lives in San Antonio?
Yeah, we talked to him
He's still alive. Richard Overton, I believe his name is. I think he's currently the oldest man.
Oh, he's 111.
Did he just scream in the background? He wasn't that guy.
No,
he was cool, man.
He was really into it, too.
That guy.
He drank whiskey and smoked cigars all day long.
Yeah, he was cool.
Now, there's Sweetie. She's dead now. I don't remember how old Sweetie was.
103, I think, or something, wasn't she? Great. Yeah, and her daughter, who was trying to use Sweetie's fame to push around the Golden State Warriors. Oh, my God, was she pushy.
It's a good time to remind that we do need to keep in touch with our gal out in Red Bank.
Oh, Yolanda.
Yolanda.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder what Yolanda would have said about the Kavanaugh stuff.
That would have been intriguing.
Do we dare?
By the way, we can squeeze that in at some point. I don't know if...
Oh!
What? I thought it was 100%.
No, I hit the button on accident. I screwed that up with my fat fingers.
Questionable. Something's going on here.
I think.
Something's happened. There's
something going on here. There's something going on here.
Somebody's not telling me
something.
Somebody's
not telling me something.
All right. Something's I knew it.
On. Somebody's not telling me something.
Wait, who said that?
Joe Millionaire.
That's right.
Evan Marriott.
I was thinking it was Elvis for a second.
Well, very similar.
There's something going on here.
Pastor, can I help you?
Hi, I was calling for Anthony Mancinelli.
Yep, he's here.
Oh, great. It's the Drew and Mike show. We heard that he's a 107-year-old barber, and the whole story's so incredible. We were hoping we could talk to him for a minute.
Yeah, of course. Let me see. I don't know if he's going to be able to hear you really well.
Oh, okay. Well, we have a megaphone.
Yeah, let me try.
Yeah, we do for...
What was the show? The radio?
It's the Drew and Mike show in Detroit.
Okay, hold on one second. Barber's
got so much to say. Oh, here it is.
Sweet. We have three megaphones now. I don't know where the third one came from. Is it working?
Hello?
Is this Anthony? Anthony?
I'm here.
Oh, boy.
Anthony Mancinelli.
He can't hear you. Okay. That's the only problem.
You know what I could do is turn the mic up a little bit. You want to just try one more time real quick? Turn the mic up a little bit,
okay.
Brandon.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Anthony.
Yes?
Hey, it's the Drew and Mike show. We're calling from Detroit.
What's that?
We heard about, you're still cutting hair at the age of 107.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're working 5 days a week, like it's easy breezy.
Yeah, 5 days a week, right.
And how are the styles nowadays? Are you keeping up with the times?
Pardon?
Are you keeping up with the times, style-wise?
Yep.
What's your favorite hairstyle?
Oh, any style. Don't make nothing crazy.
What about a mohawk?
Yeah, mohawk.
How about a mullet?
Any style you can. All you have to do is tell me what you want.
What do you charge, Anthony, for a haircut?
It's 20.
20 bucks?
Yep.
Do people tip you?
What?
Do people give you a tip, too?
Yeah.
They do?
No.
No tips. Okay.
Do you wash people's hair, too, or just cut it?
Hoses.
What?
Oh, it's Drew. It's the Drew and Mike show in Detroit, Anthony.
Do what?
Congratulations on your amazing work there. And we're just glad we got a chance to talk to you. What's your It was nice talking to you, Anthony.
Yes.
You have a great day.
What?
I said, you have a great day.
Yeah.
Have a great day, Anthony.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I think we caught the actual expiration moment.
Can we talk to the owner for a second? I see how legit this is. Is he just still a mascot? Is he a mascot?
Bye, Tony.
Bye.
See you, Tony. Oh, boy. Bye.
He started when he was 11 years old.
Oh.
My God.
Hello?
Hello?
Yellow.
He still drinks whiskey
Hello?
Sours. Hi.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Did you have some more questions, Mark?
Well, I was reading the story. He won't let anybody clean up the hair that he cuts.
No, he basically takes over himself.
Why? Is it because nobody can do as good of a job as he can?
Maybe.
He might be a little set in his ways on 107, but he really drives?
Yes, he does.
Wow. What, now, are you, if you're a passenger in the car, are you slightly nervous?
Well, I've never been in it.
Okay.
Is that, I mean, has he offered to take you anywhere?
No.
Oh.
But he does laundry and he shops for food and all that?
Yeah, never needed glasses.
Yep, he does. He does it all by himself.
His own, own teeth, no daily medication. The guy's amazing, really.
Yeah, I got kind of irritated reading it. I'm a lot younger, and I'm missing a couple teeth.
Hey, how many customers does he typically get in one day?
It ranges. He gets a lot of requests that just come in for him.
Walk-ins.
Our shop is mainly like a lot of walk-ins only, so he does get a lot of appointments and like walk-ins and requests for him. I wouldn't really know. It changes. Sometimes we're really slow.
He sounds like such a nice guy. Does he ever get mad at anything? Is he mad at like kids of today or anything like that?
No, he doesn't. He's pretty chill.
The article says that he used to practice certain medical techniques, like leeches and stuff like that.
Yes, he did. I'm not really sure exactly when and how he did that, but I think he did that. The leech. Didn't you do the leech where you would put the leeches? The leeches.
Yeah, boy.
Like on people?
And cupping and stuff like that that's in again. It's
weird. Cupping? Yeah, cupping is in again.
That's cupping.
And boofing.
No boofing.
Yes.
The devil's triangle.
He was born in 1911, so he would have voted for, if he voted for Roosevelt, he would have voted in 32. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, is he up on politics?
He doesn't really talk much about it.
Oh, okay.
Are you a hairdresser yourself?
No, I'm just a receptionist here.
So what do you think of the hair though that he, I mean, does he do a good job?
I think he does. He's stuck on his you know, old ways though. So think he does a lot of like the side parts. Stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So if I wanted to, you know, dreadlocks or something, I mean, that probably wouldn't be the place to go.
You don't go to a barber for dreadlocks.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
What, cut your dreadlocks.
What's he think of the Me Too movement? Does he understand that?
I don't think so. I don't know.
It's not like he's ever, like, slapped the receptionist on her fanny or anything.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad for him.
No, it's great. He doesn't have to worry about any of that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for the time.
Oh, you're welcome.
Good luck to
you
guys.
Sorry, you didn't really get to talk to him. The phone's kind of a little
I know, it's okay.
It was a joy talking to you.
Oh, you're
thank you.
You're welcome. You have
bye.
A good night.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Also, bye.
Bye.
See you. Well, what a cool old dude.
I wonder if his scissors are all rusty.
No,
he puts them in that
Barbersol,
blue stuff. The blue stuff. Everything goes in that thing with the blue stuff.
And then
he
takes a shot of it every once in a while.
Yeah.
What magical powers does the blue stuff really
I don't
have?
Know. I just
blue,
remember the
boy!
Just remember the blue stuff. Is the blue stuff still around?
Yeah.
You always see the blue stuff. Mm-hmm.
Huh. Is it called the blue stuff?
It's called Barbicide?
So it's
I don't
should
know.
Be marketed as the blue
the
stuff.
Blue stuff. That's what anybody knows it as. Did you see they interviewed his son in here?
And his son, of course, you're thinking he's like, you know, 16 or something. But
81.
Yeah, boy.
Jesus.
What kind of shape is his son in, I wonder?
Terrible.
Oh, is he fucked?
No, I don't know.
You're absolutely
81.
Right.
81. I mean, he's lived to 81.
It is the Barbicide. And sometimes it does look delicious.
You know, yeah, it does.
Well, it's blue.
Take a shot
it's
of
good
it.
Good looking, yeah.
It could be mouthwash for all we know.
Yeah.
Listerine's blue.
Oh, man.
Index.
Yes.
His son Bob said some of his older customers, he helps them into the chair. He'll say to an 80-year-old guy, listen, when you get to be my age, they love hearing that.
Oh, boy.
I'm probably not going to live to 80, but if I do, I really hope a 107-year-old doesn't have to help me into a chair.
That would be
yeah, but that's
harsh.
It's got to be a major geezer clientele. But it keeps the price down. $20, that's pretty cheap for a...
Oh, wait, I didn't know this. The stylist that sits in the chair next to him is 20 years old.
Oh,
So he handles the Mohawk.
She is so going to get me too.
Think there's some competition? Oh, it's going to smack her in the ass.
When you're 107, you can meet two people. They don't even mind.
Don't tell me my business, devil woman.
What, are they going to throw him, like fire him from that job?
They're going to go on social media and call him out.
I'll get your damn kids for this. You're all going to die.
That'd be a really funny sketch.
By the way, did anyone see the John Mayer story today?
No.
About the toxic masculinity. And he's put on the beginning of TMZ. This is so dumb.
Oh,
I think it's worth seeing. I have no fucking idea what's going on.
So it's in TMZ court?
Yes, it's in TMZ court, which is the most horrifying place anyone could ever be.
Why can't they use their powers for good, TMZ?
You know, it would be pretty funny to see if the day that Maz ends up in TMZ court and Charles is passing judgment on him. He gets so angry. Every time he comes in, I put on TMZ, and he sees Charles walking to the set and sitting down. Oh, he always sits down. Yeah, that's what he does.
That's his job.
It makes him so mad.
Welcome to TMZ Live.
Look at him just sitting down.
John Mayer had an interesting reaction at his concert over the weekend to Brett Kavanaugh and his confirmation to the United States Supreme Court. So John Mayer wants young men to tear up a contract that he says they have with respect to women.
It's an alpha male contract, is how John described it Sunday night in Baltimore. He was performing at a cancer benefit there, a cancer research benefit, and he was doing his song,
Daughters,
and after he did the song, he said it's something he needed to get off his chest, and this is what he said. This is clearly, he never says Brett Kavanaugh's name. It is very clear that he's referring to that situation.
What the hell? Folks, I'm not signing.
It's the idea that if you're a man, any woman you see, you should be able to get an erection. And when we don't, that's the trauma. That I don't want it to be the male contract. I'm telling you that's the contract, and we have to tear the contract up. You do not possess the universal ability to have any woman that you
see. Pause for a second.
Except for him.
Isn't he the one?
What in the hell are you talking about?
That thinks he should have any woman he sees?
I mean, they just flocked to him.
I don't know who he's talking about. Because
the author of Your Body is a Wonderland?
Well, that's why women want to dogpile John Mayer, because he's...
Yeah, they fall in line for him. He doesn't even have to ask. There doesn't have to be any kind of contract. The answer is yes.
What a mixed message.
What the fuck are you talking about? First of all, I don't need John Mayer lecturing me or anyone I know. We know that when this sort of thing comes up with a woman, that if she says no, that generally means no, you're not going to have sex. I don't know who these people are that don't take no for an answer. They exist. I acknowledge that. But they... I think that that's their problem. I don't think it's because no one ever told them, because otherwise you would take cash out of the cash register every time you went in a store, wouldn't you?
Sure.
Because no doesn't mean no. You can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't know anything by example.
All this lecturing and all these lessons, I think most of us get it. I mean, Brandon, do you think that if a woman says she doesn't want to have sex, that she might want to have sex anyway? That maybe she should just go ahead and have sex with her?
If she says no means no.
Or just grabbing a woman and making out with them, or grabbing their tits or their ass.
Well, I think anyone with any common sense knows that there's no contract. And what the fuck is he talking about? That any woman that you see, you can.
Well, this is the guy. This is the guy that nailed Katy Perry, Renee Zellweger,
it's all consensual.
Swift, Kim Kardashian, Jennifer Aniston, Minka Kelly, Jessica Simpson. He's nailed Jennifer Love Hewitt, Vanessa Carlton. He's nailed them all.
So I don't think he really understands what normal people go through. I think it's probably very simple for him. But why the fuck is he lecturing this cancer society, this charity event? What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
I don't even understand what the hell he's talking about.
I didn't either. Trudy, did we miss something?
No, I think it's funny that he's lecturing people, because he can get what you said. He can get whatever he wants. And so
we want to help people.
He's kind of scolding people who are not John Mayer's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of mean on his part.
By the way, if I want to get an erection, or anybody wants to get an erection because they see someone, is that some kind of a crime?
No, not at all.
And who thinks they can have anyone that walks by? I don't know what he's talking about.
Like my erection selection?
Is someone we want to respect and tell our kids about?
I got a boner.
He's the one, by the way, that
what
talks.
What kind of a guy goes to every city, has sex with every girl?
John Mayer.
He's got AIDS.
He's also the one who talks about his sex life. He said Jessica Simpson was sexual napalm.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
What has he done? Can you tell me?
What do you think? Do you like my exquisite erection?
Such a stupid remark.
Okay, now listen to them take him seriously. That's the part that kills me.
The trauma of men feeling like they've fallen short of a
male contract. I admire everything that he does.
Nobody can live up to. And until we get rid of that in men,
shut up and start playing your pussy songs.
He's is so that a contract now? This was. Here's what he's saying is basically that. Men believe they have a God-given right to basically have every woman they want. Right. But is that a contract now?
What he's
looking
into,
it's a deeper look at the whole idea that, look, if a woman or if anybody tells you no, you should not. Obviously, if they say no, that's it.
Oh, right? Really?
All bets are
really?
Off.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he's explaining. I he's didn't trying know to that. Explain the mentality, the psychology of someone ignoring someone saying no and going forward and making a sexual pass at someone. He's saying that there's a pressure that young men feel because if they don't get the woman that they're going after, then all of their other friends are going to make fun of them. So to be the out.
Next case.
Is that so? I didn't know. I'm glad Charles can explain sexual politics to me.
Why are you sitting?
Next case.
He just walks in and sits down.
You have to go, at all means necessary, get the woman.
Yeah, that's
basically. Yeah.
Who's this dude?
I agree with everything he said, in all honesty, but.
Well, then you're a dick.
I don't know anything about this guy, but he looks like a guy that might not understand what John Mayer is talking about.
I would agree with that.
Simply based on how he looks, I think that guy thinks he can have any chick he wants, and we'll do it.
But thanks for mansplaining being a man. Men.
I'm sorry.
The thing that I think is a little weird is I go to a concert, especially like a John Mayer concert, to hear him perform.
Right.
I want to hear him perform music. I don't really want to hear about his political views.
But this isn't a political view. That's a societal view. And I hear everybody says this. They're like, just play your music. Just
Why
play
are you
your music.
Sitting?
He was playing a song that was refrained where the line says, fathers, be good to your daughters. So it makes sense to me that this was on his
Nobody
mind.
Nobody listens
that he
to his
it.
Music.
I don't know.
Nobody cares what the lyrics are.
Complain about
it. Great that he's using his platform to talk about something that, you know, maybe coming from a woman, men aren't going to listen. But coming from someone like him, who's very successful, also a man, encourage to have men and women talk to their young children about things like this and hopefully change some of the stuff that's happened to our generation.
I guess what I'm saying is that there should actually be an education. There should be a class for that men have to take.
Oh, thank you.
Starting from puberty through college, drives it home in their heads that you are not entitled.
And I get it. I'm just wondering, is there, and I don't know this, is
there
this a
class.
Psychology now among young people
Can I pass out of this class? Can we like, take a test?
That they're still allowed to do whatever they want if a woman says no. It seems to me
maybe that's changed already.
Well, it Everybody seems to me that has changed.
I mean, there's definitely a culture in like that's high school
contract.
Where guys, you know, the alpha male will brag about who they slept with.
Which is different, which is
cool.
different than ignoring no.
No,
but
he's saying that that's where it starts.
Sexuality veins.
Charlie, you're absolutely right. That's what he's saying, is that that's where
I'm
starts,
not. I can't listen to this because I'm going to start taking
notes. You can't
start arguing with these people.
I'm just curious if we still have a culture
still a
where people think it's okay to
hit on women.
When somebody
How can he
says
participate?
No. It surprises me.
It surprises me that they have to actually
Nathan,
talk about
I'm from Dayton, Ohio.
Wait, let's
think,
see what this guy has to
Daughters
say.
Has always been kind of a problematic song. It kind of strips women of their agency and
Such
proclaims
stupid,
that
huh?
they're
what?
Entirely shaped by their relationships with their fathers.
Huh?
So I'm fine with him atoning
what the fuck
for
are you talking about?
His older song, if that's what it is. I think there are a lot
Pussy.
Of ways to make those
really
statements
weird,
without
man.
Using the word erection.
I think that definitely when he started out using that word, it kind of threw people off.
So.
Like, wait, what are you talking about? but anyway,
okay.
John Mayer's point.
By the way, I didn't even ask you. Did you see the fight this weekend?
I'm
so glad I learned so much right there.
Wow.
Good. Finally.
So I can't have sex with anyone that walks by?
No.
No.
And
no,
if someone says they
no,
don't have sex
you,
with me,
Drew,
I can't have sex with them?
You can't even grab their tits.
What?
Can't grab their ass.
Get the fuck out of here.
None of that.
You
wow.
You can't,
but you can get hard. You can go inside and get hard if you want.
But you can't get it out.
Why come no one ever told me this before? I thought I could do anything whenever I wanted.
Hey, you're well, a dude.
Maybe like, you need if to take
I want
a class,
there's a car down the street I want. Can't I just take that car?
If you're a guy.
Maybe you need to take a class.
That's a stupid remark.
By the way, they will not fix all the men. The people that grab women, they're stupid people.
Or they're
creeps. Impulsive people. They're creepy people.
They're
and they're going to still do it. And Charles telling them they can't, or John Mayer telling them they can't, is not going to stop them. You'll not get all
Mayer.
Men to behave the same way. It won't happen. Some of us get it, and we got it when we were 10 years old, when we knew what no meant.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that don't get it, and I don't know, maybe this will open up their eyes. This whole thing?
Okay.
No, you don't think so?
John Mayer can be the spark.
Not John Mayer. John Mayer's
John Mayer could be the spark that lit the, I don't know what.
Why is Charles just sitting there?
Isn't John Mayer saying this the most ridiculous thing possibly ever?
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
How did he get in here?
I think entertainers have this, they feel like they're obligated to make some big general sweeping statement.
Because everyone kisses their ass. They know everything.
Going on. Right.
I see. Because he has hit records, then he knows everything.
Well, he's had a lot of experience with women. He can
right. Who all consented to him without him having to ask. Do you think he really asks women if he can always, every time he's in
the
gym?
Can I have you?
Can I kiss you? I don't think John Mayer does that.
I think he gets pretty clear signals from women if they want to be with him or not.
Yeah, they line up.
I'm going to get it all up in your vag.
That's John Mayer.
Actual audio.
I'm fixin's to fuck you.
But I'd say they have a contract. That would be
talking about.
I think that'd be really sexy to have a contract every time you have any contact with a woman. How far you can go.
With my dick.
What is that even? That wasn't what he was talking about, was it? I don't even know.
He said the contract needs to be torn up. The old alpha male contract.
What?
I know. It's,
where is that
it's the dumbest thing. I can't believe they spent 2 minutes talking about it. It was so stupid. I mean, for them to say anything, but can you believe John Mayer is lecturing us about this? To me, anything beyond that is ridiculous. Although we went beyond that.
So it's simple, though. Don't be a creep. That's it.
Yeah, don't be a creep.
Read
don't
a room.
Creep. Right.
Why does he... sing like that.
Stand by your man.
Being sexy. Discover me,
discovering you. Is this the song he was doing?
This is the only song of his that I really know.
Okay.
I'm gonna show you my body.
Well, let's see. How about the spooktacular savings that are back from the dead? With our repulsive friends at Zod, Ford, and Holly. It is moo-hoo-ha. No, that's March Madness. That's right. Well, it's moo-hoo-ha-ha time, too, Halloween. For the month of Rocktober, you can lease a new 18 Ford Escape as low as $57 a month. Oh, it's that time of year again, is it? Yes, that's a brand new Ford Escape with a monthly payment that is less than the cost of candy you'll be handing out to all the neighborhood brats on Halloween. Wow, so Maz could get Lily a new car for $57 a month?
Oh, he can't turn that down,
that's
can
cheaper
he?
Than the Jeep it's, of hers she gave what he gave away.
It's too good of a deal to turn down.
Can't believe he gave away her Jeep.
I know.
Such crap.
It's very sad. Or to carry.
If you need a truck. Oh, it was carry.
Oh, by the way, I have an answer to my question, so carry on. That's a tease.
If you need a truck to tote your load of goblins and jack-o'-lanterns, you can lease a new 18 Ford F-150 Supercab 4x4 as low as $105 a month.
Woo!
These squeamishly haunting deals will boo gone before you know it.
Boof.
Slither your way to Zod Ford and see the zombie-rific friends to get your ghoulish new Ford Escape at $57 a month or the witchy Ford 150 at $105 a month. Check out the bone-chilling deals and horrifying inventory at dealsnd.com.
I am elated to report that 105.1's Air Studio still does not have high-definition television.
Yes. Sweet. Did you get that from Joanne?
Yes, Joanne.
Why is she not answering the hotline?
They were broadcasting live.
Yes, I saw that later on that night. They were broadcasting.
The board op can't answer the hotline and patch us through?
No.
An important question like that, and the board op doesn't answer the hotline. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Our call to the hotline is just the kind of call hotlines get, generally. I'd say they are no more important than our call.
Really?
I mean, I'd say, well,
phone lines are going crazy.
I mean, all the times I pick up the hotline, I can't remember. Probably 3% of the time, it's the program director with some important information. and 99% of the 3% would be unimportant information that he thought was important. In my opinion, in my humble opinion.
That's about right.
So, Luke Nowacki wants you to know that you should be thinking about, well, you should be thinking about a lot of things. You should be thinking about your future. How about your kids' future? How about retirement? Some people may believe it's never going to get here, but the truth is, I remember thinking that. We're never gonna get here. And I'm 7 months from that 59 and a half when I get my 401k. What the? How did that happen? How did I get here?
Time machine. You used it too many times.
God damn it.
So.
Can't believe that.
Is that possible? To travel speed.
The fact that 401k eligibility money is 6 months away is so fucking maddening to me. How can that be? How can I be that fucking ancient? I was never going to be this old. It was never going to happen.
What did you think
total
was going to happen?
Total bullshit. I don't know. I thought I'd be going, huh, that's so far up. And I remember thinking that.
Young, handsome.
Fortunately, I did put money in my 401k.
Ooh.
And you might want to reanalyze those investments you make, because when you're 40, if maybe you can earn an extra percent, that might mean a lot by the time you're 50 and a half, 59 and a half. So you might want to call Luke Nowacki and have him take a look at things, or maybe help you scan out or plan out a retirement plan or college education, whatever it is you're working on. 248-663-4748, a no obligation review of your financial strategy. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Signature Investors, member FINRA, SIPC, Registered Investment Advisor, 28411 Northers and Highways, Healthy, Michigan, 40034. What of you? 248-663-4700.
You have your 401ks.
Met a bunch of our listeners over the weekend at a wine thing that I went to.
Oh, really? That thing you were looking so much forward to?
Yes.
You know, hosting is always a blast.
It really was. So much. They had some really good food there, but...
Sounds delicious. Who are these great
but
people?
But I ran into Carrie, who I told her I enlisted her in summer at the boat show with Dee, and now the other, now time has passed between the two events, and she's an avid listener now.
Oh, all right.
Cool. Yeah. Hi.
I thought you were going to say Carrie Joanne's friend.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Whose house is
Joanna.
She? Joanna. Why are you always going to call
Joanna?
I
have
Joanne.
Since day one.
I
don't know. Yeah, you've it's always stuck. It is always going to be Joanna.
Yeah, no changing it. Carrie's her friend who is very attractive.
Blonde.
And because of that, yes.
Long blonde hair.
Yeah, pretty long. I mean, it's not super long. But anyway, we're talking about her. She's a one who is considered a hoarder because so many people give her free shit.
That's right, yeah.
I forgot how we got on that.
Because Tom gave her the car.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He waived his commission immediately. Julie says my voice is on a commercial for MGM Casino on WCSX. I don't think that's me.
No.
My mom is convinced it's your voice.
Wrong.
What's the spot?
For MGM. I don't know how I'd be in that. Oh. I haven't heard, so I can't tell if she's crazy or not. She really wants to know, so I told her I'd email you and ask. Is it your commercial? If
well,
not,
if it is, you'd be still getting a check for it, so no is it's probably
funny.
The answer.
Well, then again, maybe not. if not, maybe she consider voiceover work. You have a very pleasant voice. Thank you, Julie.
That's nice.
Yeah. Well, there's, you know, there's a lot of voiceover work out there. I just don't have time for that stuff.
Yeah, you have to break
away.
You've
got to hustle it.
Uh-huh.
Are you doing much voiceover work?
A little bit, here and there. Actually, another person who listens to the podcast.
Really?
Bounced me, some work.
Sweet.
And Maz. Actually, as somebody who needs some voice work done.
Maz's tips don't always pan out, I've learned.
Yeah, when Maz was repping me and I said, okay, if you get me the job, I might go to the Toto side of the argument.
Truly.
But so far, I feel kind of relieved because I've not had to take that stand.
Maz is always trying to connect people.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
But the problem is the connection doesn't always work.
Well,
but he's always trying.
That's true.
So,
you butt out.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm thinking about getting my tickets for an evening with the Clintons at the Fox Theater.
Let's do a tailgate.
Something has finally...
Let's tailgate. Who would want to pay to... No. Hello?
No, I'm not going to any depressing shit like that. Too sensitive.
Something has finally gotten the Clintons to spend a couple hours together. Money! $99. That's where tickets start to go to the Clintons at the Fox Theater. Now, I'm assuming this will be a sellout, right?
Oh, probably.
Yeah, I think so.
Can you? I'm trying to in my mind get a picture of who would go to this. Is this all like the politicians and their assistants and their campaigners? Will they all be forced to buy tickets?
Oh, probably. Yeah.
I feel they should.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'll have the VIP where you get your picture taken for $5,000, right? I mean, they got a meeting room for more money.
Yeah. You'd be so bored.
Do we know, is any of this money going to the Democratic Party or to charity or anything like that? Or is this
the
just
Clinton Foundation.
In the Clinton's pockets?
I believe it's just going right into their pockets.
Huh. But isn't this bizarre? Kind of black?
They're not, well, the Democratic Party, they would take money from anybody, but why would they? They don't want anything to do with them. They only hurt them.
Oh, they'd take them to raise money, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. They'd take money from anywhere.
I heard that somebody emailed me this morning and just said, did you hear the Clintons are charging people all this money to attend a Fox Theater conversation? I was like, oh, it's got to be for charity or something. There's no way. Yeah, there's no way.
I sent it to but you. Then, I sent you the release.
Well, you were the second one.
Oh, okay.
And then I remembered that Michelle Obama, her thing is just to promote her book.
Same booking, yeah.
And those tickets were, there were $29 tickets, but I think there are tickets that are more expensive, too.
Yeah.
So this is such a joke, though, that I feel bad for the people who have to spend money. Because I can't believe, would regular people actually go, oh, I got to get a ticket. I got to get my tickets for that. I mean, are there regular people who would actually do that?
Well, no.
What are they going to do?
So I don't know.
What are they talking about?
They're going to have a conversation.
He's going to walk around and look at balloons, and it's just going to be annoying.
Yeah, it's going to be like David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar. They got to fight for who takes the lead.
One night, who closes?
Fox.
Yeah. I'm always the closer.
Just can't.
I think Bill will get top billing.
I feel bad for the person that has to run that audio board.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be riding the pots.
They'll be riding big time.
So in Texas, the ticket prices are as high as $700. And they're as low as $70.
To see Bill and Hillary Clinton talk. Really?
I think that
they're not running for anything.
Well, I think that it's kind of being billed as they're going to talk to you about, you know, this upcoming election. But anybody who's going to go is going to vote.
Oh, that's
one
something
way
I
anyway.
Certainly can't get any information on. I mean, isn't this a joke? They're going to say the same thing every night, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got to play the hits.
Well, they haven't, take questions, though. They'll take questions. From
haven't
them.
They? Oh, I would imagine the questions will be carefully screened.
Got to play the hits. I'm probably going to close with, I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
That is the biggest hit.
That's an oldie but a goodie.
Her name
Hillary usually opens up with, it is a vast white right-wing conspiracy.
Monica Lewinsky's name
Hillary
will not
Clinton's
be uttered.
Message is old and tired.
Hey, Hillary, got to do that joke about Chapter 11.
Haven't they vacuumed enough cash from people?
But they can still do it. So don't, you know, what's the old stupid saying? Don't hate the player, hate the game. It's amazing that they could sell them.
I'm stunned that they would even do it.
Really?
First of all, they have, you know how much money they have?
Exactly, really?
Tons.
They're greedy, man.
Why do they need more money?
There's Bill and Hillary, the giant stinking monsters that have come out of the loins of George Soros.
I mean, the idea that there's anything relating to, you know, not selling out the presidency. I mean, that's so far gone. But this is really over the top. I thought Michelle Obama was pretty over the top, honestly. And there were people bitching about Barack Obama's deal with Netflix because it was a lot of money. And it seemed like a little bit of a cash in, but it's pretty standard. I mean, it's pretty normal now. I mean, everybody does it. And I would assume when Trump's out of office, I could see people paying a lot of money to see him. I can't imagine why. I mean, he's on TV.
That's right.
From wherever, West Virginia most recently, talking for an hour and 15 minutes. So what
in
the world?
How much do they pay for those tickets?
They're free. Well,
those are free.
Really, because it's a campaign.
Yeah, well, because it's a campaign event. So they get your information and they blast you with emails and texts saying, yeah, donate. And it works. They donate a lot of money. They raise a lot of money.
How do they decide who gets to be, like, you know?
You sign up. There's a right. You can sign up on DonaldJTrump.com for tickets.
Yeah,
and you just fill it out.
Like,
it's first come, first serve.
That's right. I'm a sexy-looking babe who will sell it, and I want to be behind the...
Well, that they know. Yeah, those people are handpicked. Always. And they should be. Huh. Unlike the time Hillary did it, and Omar Mateen's dad was behind her. Remember that in Miami?
Just remember that.
People were so pissed.
Wait, who's Omar Mateen again?
The guy that shot up the Pulse night.
Oh, that asshole. Oh, okay.
Wasn't it, it was his dad, wasn't it? That?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, that sounds right.
I wonder if he's going to buy a ticket.
Probably.
This next one.
Taylor Swift, meanwhile.
He has commented. Donald Trump has commented on Taylor Swift's comments. Do you want to hear him?
Yeah.
All right, hang on.
She's stupid.
What, why is someone asking this?
Taylor Swift jumping into politics. What do you have to say to her? And what did she say?
What he's saying is Taylor Swift jumped into politics. He's walking in the Rose Garden going back to the White
House.
She
endorsed
She's
one.
She's a goofus.
But it's funny. You can see on his face the second he heard Taylor Swift, a celebrity's name, he gets kind of a big smile and turns around and comes back because he, I don't think he, do you think he really knew the story?
Well, is it surprising that Taylor Swift came out on behalf of a Democrat? Does that really, I mean, does she even need to say it?
No.
As far as I'm a celebrity, a musician or an actor or actress, I think we can assume they're for the Democrat unless they tell us otherwise.
Well, except for when she was kind of a country performer, it would have sort of been counterintuitive, wouldn't it, at that point? Because
well, that's why she said nothing. She's gone out of her way to say nothing about politics, but she's so upset about Marsha Blackburn, who's the Republican running in Tennessee.
Who the hell is that?
Her record appalls her and terrifies her.
She doesn't tell the facts.
And Trump, didn't he just do a thing with her in Tennessee?
I don't know, honestly.
Look at how happy he is to talk about it. Look at him.
What do you have to say to her? And what did she say? She said she wants people to vote for Democrats.
No, she didn't.
Not Marsha Blackburn, especially. You know, well, Marsha Blackburn is doing a very good job in Tennessee. She's leading now substantially, which she should. She's a tremendous woman. I'm sure Taylor Swift has nothing or doesn't know anything about her. And let's say that I like Taylor's music about 25% less now. Okay.
What? What are you talking about? I like Taylor's music about 25% less now.
So how many hits of hers did he like?
I was reading about...
Well, I don't know, but he likes 25% less of them now.
Somebody tweeted... Politics just ruined your career. You picked the wrong side. Man. We are never getting back together again. Unfollowed. obviously, in Tennessee, this angers a lot of people.
Her original fans, the ones that really broke her.
Yeah. So,
she
had a long post about how Marsha Blackburn is against reducing violence against women and... There's some Violence Reduction Act that she voted against.
All kinds of violence.
And she's
grab.
Terrified by her record. Yep, it's the end of Taylor and that tweeter. That's really sad. She's unfollowed. She has 118 million Instagram followers. That's like a third of the country follows her.
Holy crap.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that.
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I stay out too late. Got nothing in my brain.
See, Trump does like her music. He sings it all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. I got all too many days. But I can't make them stay. Yes, that's what people say. Mm-hmm. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving.
What if Trump's like cruising?
I got this music in my mind saying it's gonna be alright. Cause the players gonna play. And
they shouldn't have auto-tuned him so much.
I'm just gonna shake. I shake it off. Heartbreakers gonna break.
Wow. That's
pretty good.
Auto-tune.
Didn't quite sound like him to me.
It was him. Those are all clips.
Him. Yeah, well, let's run through auto-tune though, right?
I don't know if this one's any better.
They should have done it like...
Ladies and gentlemen, hello.
I don't like your little game.
Yeah, it's too much to auto.
They should have done it like the Talking Heads one.
Yeah.
I kind of like the football coach ones.
Oh, yeah, those are great.
Remember he's playing 105.1?
Oh, yeah.
Comments and stuff.
Yeah, those are great. For that press conference.
Yeah.
Like this one, it's actually him talking. Living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself.
yet you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you know, you may say to yourself, well, how did I get here?
That's a masterpiece of editing. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine?
It's hard to match the...
How awesome you'd feel after you cut that together.
Whoa. And then, let's see, on the... I just kind of grouped this with Taylor Swift. And similarly insignificant. A Colbert writer. I don't... It sounds to me like this really isn't a big deal. She tweeted out, whatever happens, I'm just glad we ruined Brett Kavanaugh's life. This is after tweeting a number of tweets about Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh is 100% going to ask Judge Sotomayor to fetch him coffee. And then there were a number of tweets about other news outlets that had comments about his life being ruined. And then she tweeted, whatever happens, I'm just glad we ruined Brett Kavanaugh's life. So now she says she was being sarcastic and she's taking it down.
That's the, well, first off, once again, don't apologize. It's weak. Just don't apologize. You're a comedy writer. Let it stay there. But the problem, once again, is there's no context or tone, because in the context of her previous tweets, it's clear she's being facetious. She doesn't think his life is ruined. He's a Supreme Court justice now.
I don't know what she thinks, honestly. But as a comedy writer, I don't think suggesting you take joy in ruining someone's life is a great idea, even if she's being sarcastic, if she was being sarcastic.
Well, based on her previous tweets, I assume that's what, you know, maybe the other people are being a little over the top saying that his life is ruined.
Yeah, I don't know if they're saying his life was ruined. Obviously, his life is not the same. I would say...
I don't know. Whenever I hear his name now, I'm always going to think, oh, he's that guy. He's the...
Yeah, he's the drunk...
I didn't know who he
was. Gangbanger.
The drunk Supreme Court justice.
The drunk gangbanging Supreme Court justice.
Oofer.
I think he'll be fine.
Are you a gang rapist?
Well, he'll be okay, but, I mean, if he didn't do anything, it certainly is a shame that he was put through all that shit. But I don't know what he did, so what do I know?
No.
I don't think he's a gangbanger.
No?
But I don't know. Maybe he is.
Wait till he gets on that court. Maybe. On that bench. Look out.
Maybe that's the one thing Julie Swetnick told the truth about. Who knows?
Well,
that would be pretty weird if there were really lines of people from Georgetown Prep getting ready to gangbang chicks whose drinks were spiked with Quaaludes and grain alcohol, but anything's possible. I watch a lot of true crime. There's some pretty weird stuff going on out there.
I heard you talking yesterday about the 48 Hours story.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't that amazing?
That guy was...
Such a load. He was such a load.
He was. And his brother, I mean, the two of them, they had the worst hair, genes that he passed on to this poor baby. I feel bad.
Three babies.
Plus,
which they never update us on the first wife with the two babies.
They kind of left that hanging.
The second one that he killed, she had the baby. I forgot to mention, he not only bought a house and two condos for the three chicks, the two he was nailing and the one that accused him of assaulting her. He bought her house and a Mercedes. And when he got sick of the baby, and the girl put her mother, she said, "Mom, take the baby. My boyfriend's sick of the baby."
Put her mom up.
He put the mom up in a place.
Yeah. Wow.
So he's paying for four places, and he's got no income, just the money he inherited from his mom, I guess.
Yeah. But was he trying to be a movie producer, and he failed at that, and then he was...
Hi, mommy.
Yeah, he was writing scripts and
weird
sci-fi thing.
Book about a baby with no brain or whatever it was.
What?
And yeah, it was the murder was supposedly a reenactment of this comic book, yeah.
I thought that was a bit of a stretch.
I don't know. But the look on his face, you know, like he practiced that face in the mirror a lot.
I agree. She did get a good shot in on him because he had black and blue around his eyes.
Yeah.
So when he killed her, she apparently
Yeah.
fought back.
But that, he was hoping, would get him an insanity defense. And didn't work.
Nope.
Good.
And then, oh my God, seeing him at his trial. I mean...
Oh, I know. That was really weird.
He was rough looking.
I hate you!
When he was a playboy, he just bulked
way up. He's huge.
Wow.
Oh, what an absolute load.
I hope he got hit in the face with a chicken sandwich.
Me too.
And a stale hot dog bun.
I watched the end of the other story about the girl who was being abused.
Where is that story? I was doing the notes yesterday for the show, and I could not find it.
It was on 2020. Anywhere. It was an old, it was like probably a couple months old.
Oh.
And she had been beaten up by this guy, and then he had threatened her mother's life, and he had tried to kill her, and so she charged him, and he was charged, and then he said, "I just need a hug for closure."
All right.
And she went out for the hug, and he stabbed her almost to death. She was very lucky to live. She married the fireman, who's one of the ones that saved her.
Oh,
so, and it was a really cool story.
Oh,
great.
Oh, I've seen that story because of that.
Yeah. And okay. They showed he proposed to her. She was about to throw out the first ball. And then they didn't even show her throwing out the first ball. I was dying to know, was she on the mound? Was she in front of the mound? Did she reach the plate? Did she bounce it?
How was her arm?
It's like, seriously, as you shall have thought. What happened to the first pitch?
Did you see?
Here you go, Mark. That was easy. I don't know why you struggled so much.
Well, because I looked at everything that aired this past weekend.
I know.
What did you search?
Man, see if they show the first pitch.
Well, I didn't know about
that. You didn't mention the firefighter till
today. Right. Know, that's the big story, is that she married.
Oh, she's
Melissa
cute.
Melissa Dome is getting ready to throw out the first pitch at a Tampa Bay Rays baseball
Let's
game.
Let's see if she's got an arm or if she's got a pus arm.
Just like that.
Melissa has no idea that her hero firefighter boyfriend has planned a surprise marriage proposal. He's writing, "Will you marry me?" on a baseball. Oh. It's a happy moment that may have never come for Melissa. Back in 2011, she was a straight-A high school student in Clearwater, Florida. After she told her then-boyfriend, Robert Burton, she was leaving him to attend college, he pulled out a knife and savagely stabbed her. Firefighter EMT Cameron Hill was one of the first responders.
Nobody lives that gets stabbed that many times.
Melissa lost almost all of her blood, but miraculously, she pulled through.
Whoa. I decided I was never going to date anybody again.
But Cupid had another plan.
You actually fell in love with Cameron, one of your first responders.
I did.
Melissa thinks she was chosen to throw out the first pitch because of her inspirational story.
Ooh, nice warm-up pitch.
No one cares about that.
Melissa Dome.
It was a nice toss.
She walks out to the pitcher's mound. Melissa thinks Cameron is in the stands, but he's really waiting to spring his big surprise.
First responder and now boyfriend Cameron Hill.
Here he comes, jogging out to Melissa. Then the
You are good shit. And I want to make this legit. I'm still going to pay you, but I want you to stop banging other guys.
Oh my God, yes.
What do you say? Want to be my wife or what?
Where's the pitch?
Hold on, Melissa. There's still a first pitch to throw. Cameron makes the catch.
Oh,
and presents
she choked.
With a bouquet of flowers.
What a puss arm.
She choked.
This is surreal.
When the pressure was on.
A woman who fought for her life has now found love with the man who came to her rescue.
Yeah, can't find home. She can't, still can't find home plate.
Watch Inside Edition for more from this heartwarming proposal.
Now,
speaking of terrible first pitch, did you see David Wright's brat throw out a first pitch? That was the worst.
The 2-year-old, right?
Yeah.
The fuck? Who wants a 2-year-old throwing a ball out? What a waste of a first pitch.
What? How did it look?
Terrible.
For a 2-year-old.
It's like
though.
A 2-year-old. It's like they dropped something. That's really all it is. The 2-year-old dropped the baseball.
Yeah, well, that's remember the 102-year-old that threw out the first pitch?
Oh,
that was total bullshit.
Get it out of
just
here,
rolled
lady.
It.
Get out of here.
That's not a first pitch. It wasn't even overhand.
No, get out of the chair next time, too. Who do you think you are, Charles?
Wow, what a low blow.
Daughter's being here, and it's so important for
why don't
David.
They let that infant,
have a nephew do it. Somebody that's
know
eight.
What this is. Well,
the mom's holding an infant. Let the infant throw it out.
And same our difference. Captain, David Wright.
Look at this first pitch. Oh,
it's
you suck.
Your pitch.
And she has rolled it towards home plate. David Wright scoops up Olivia in his right arm.
Huh.
That's what the play my point.
Whatever. Good God.
I think I was way too into it.
So yeah, it's true. I was grappling yesterday with, I was interested in your thoughts on this, it's been coming up a lot. It's kind of a recurring theme with me lately. Mm-hmm. Okay. For example, women and men are equal. Women can be, they can be anything. They can be,
sure.
They can be president. Right. They can be police. They can be firemen. They're just like men. But then when I was watching that girl, and you know she went out to meet that guy for the hug, and I'm screaming at the TV, no, you know, because I knew something fucked up was going to happen, and of course it's the oh well, women that are you know are physically abused, they are typically they stay with the guy and they do that, and you can't criticize them because they do that and that's that, and but on the other hand, women are so strong, they're just like us. I mean, it seems like there's this weird dichotomy of, and the same with a sexual assault. When you know, women will continue to see the guy and they'll be nice to him, or they just freeze and go, oh, okay, but we hear the explanation all the time. I just froze and I just took it and just imagined it would be over soon. Hmm. It's just weird. It's like this two, and I understand it's, people are not that simple. I'm not trying to suggest it should all be in a simple box, but it's sometimes it's a little, I don't know. I guess I want there to be a learning curve or something.
Well, I think... With the blame on estrogen. I mean, it's estrogen's fault.
Can't we at least say that if a guy ever hits you, get the fuck away and don't ever go back to him? But it seems like we just assume that that can never be changed, that this chain can never be broken, that women will always stay with their abuser.
Not all
of them. Or they're inclined to.
Most of them.
They're inclined to. And that it's not their fault. And I'm not saying it's their fault. Obviously, whoever's doing the hitting is at fault.
All right. So if
but we always want them to leave the guy, and it's like, no, you can't say that or wish for it because it doesn't happen.
So if we were in love and I hit you once, would you leave me and then never come back? And I'd never be able to talk you back into
you
it?
You wouldn't hurt me. It would depend on what else was at stake.
I think that's a very good point because that's part of it.
Get on your knees and get on.
It would depend on what else was at stake.
Well-demonstrated point.
You know?
I mean, except with these guys. You
well,
know,
some women don't have a choice of someplace else to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's different.
And then there are
this
women.
This girl was going to college.
They make excuses.
And this guy was right? Just a complete fucking loser.
Change him.
And, you know, at 2:30 in the morning, him demanding a hug was absolutely out of the question. It was like, there's no way.
But she's thinking,
setup.
Why would you think you were going to be stabbed, though? She's thinking, I'll give him a fucking hug and this loser will be gone.
Yeah, that
Oh, no, I didn't think that. I mean, I knew the previous part of the story. I did not know he was going to stab her 500 times or whatever.
I really do think that we need to take a look at stories like that and
yeah, don't
keep
do
that
this.
In the back of our heads. Don't do that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just women who are saddled with four kids at home that stay with their abusers. It's single women who have good jobs who stay with their abusers, and it's hard to understand. But we know it happens, and we know it's. You know, we always say, well, it's not her fault because this happens all the time. But how do we make it not happen? How do we get women to break the chain?
Do you want us to be such icy bitches, though, that we don't give anybody a chance? Somebody may at some point.
Well, not some guy that's beating you up. No,
that's
fuck
true.
Him.
No, that's true.
Plus, it's an easier said than done kind of thing. I mean, it does take some balls to do that.
Somebody hits you?
Yeah, to make a change, sometimes it's easier to make excuses.
Well, I'm not talking about the girl with four kids. I'm talking about the woman who's a single woman who's living a life of her own, and she starts dating someone who does that. And
maybe in some instances, she's trying to placate the person until she can find some place where she can get to safety, because in some instances...
Well, no, I'm not talking about that person, though. I'm talking about a single person who has resources and doesn't even have kids. I mean, it's not... The girl that stays with the guy, it's not limited to people with no resources.
Well,
it's women of all ilks.
At some point, they liked that person. So they want to like that person again.
Yeah.
Well, if a guy's with a girl and she fucks another guy, I don't think there's a lot of guys who have a problem going, fuck you, bitch!
Probably not, but there's
because she's attractive to someone else?
But there's other guys that get overly possessive about it.
No, I think...
Absolutely. No, I'm not letting any guys off the hook here. I'm not talking about the guy. I'm talking about encouraging the woman to get the fuck out. If a guy hits you once, he's going to do it again, and he's a fucking cocksucker anyway.
Get the fuck out and ghost him.
He's a loser.
Forever.
He's a nut, and he does not know how to treat women, and that should be the end, not, oh, I'll never do it again. I mean, we've heard a billion zillion times, but it seems like in every instance, it's a whole new world, and the girl goes,
I'm afraid if I'd leave, he'd kill me, or
kill my family,
or harm me.
That's what
Tina Turner said about Ike.
No, I know. I'm telling you, there's a million cases of it, but how do we make that, instead of saying it's going to be this way, she's going to stay with this guy and he's going to hit her again, why don't we need to work on a way to get the girl to leave the guy, to say, you hit me once, that's it, dude, see ya.
That needs to be the rule, and everyone who listens to this needs to make that the rule right here, right now.
And the sad thing is, it's so hard to get a restraining order. I don't know why it's so hard to get the courts to agree that, yes, this is bullshit and you can't come near her. And if you do, here's what happens. It seems like that those things are just broken all the time.
Well, because there's the fear of the vindictive one who makes it up. So you want to do something to have proof.
Well, I mean...
I mean, that right
I know this
there
is not the woman you're talking about.
But we know...
There's a legal...
There's a million cases where girls have restraining orders and the guys violate them regularly.
Of course.
Right. Well, there's Julia.
Nobody does anything.
So Julia Roberts. Even try?
The Julia Roberts movie where she pretended she drowned and then lived in another place and he attracted her. No!
Sleeping with the enemy.
Oh. Sleeping with the enemy.
Yeah, that's right.
Pretty Woman.
Sleeping with the enemy.
Oh. Aaron Brockovich.
Pretty Woman Mystic is so pizza? Romantic. Except they never discuss the part where she's a whore. Wait, isn't she a whore that never fucks anybody?
What? No, she's a hooker.
Is she banging guys in that
she's
movie?
She's out on the street when she meets him.
Yeah, but I never see her getting banged by anybody. Or
well, they don't make that part of the movie. It's Gary Marshall, for Christ's sake. But...
Oh, but she's still a whore.
She is a hooker. It's not a love story.
Richard Gere likes a whore?
That woman, though.
Never discuss that part?
The woman that got stabbed, the other stabby.
Oh, the other?
That would not be a good nickname for her. Mm. She knows that that guy loves her because he's seen her at her absolute worst.
Oh, the firefighter.
Oh, yeah.
Not just no makeup on, but 27 stab wounds. Bad.
Oh, yeah, that's an amazing story. And
that is an amazing story. But no, in situations like this, though, people escalate things, like those people who abuse women. And they have to own them. They escalate it, you know, like it starts small and then it gets bigger and bigger.
This guy had tried to beat the shit out of her. Well, he did beat her up and she got away. And then he said he was going to go kill her mother. And so she was hiding from him and she had to come out and run to the house to yell to her mother that you're going to get killed. And he was in the bushes hiding. He was fucking with her and he ran out and had attacked her again. And then that was when he got arrested because the cops came. And then after that was when he demanded the hug. And she went for at 2:30 in the morning.
Jesus Christ.
She went outside and met him.
Mark,
and he stabbed her immediately.
Teach Charlotte and Annie never to fall for things like that.
Oh, they'll probably do the stabbing.
They'll probably do the stabbing.
There was another
If I know that Charlotte.
There was another
one stabbing people.
Left out part of that story was that this other couple were sitting in a park nearby and heard her screaming when she was getting stabbed. And
at 2:30 in the morning?
2:30 in the morning, no.
Oh, and the girl they were ran doing up, it. The they girl were getting ran it on over, in the park.
Get it on. The girl ran over in the direction of the screams, which was pretty surprising.
Ballsy.
And get on she, your head and get on it.
She was yelling at this guy, to, you know, leave her alone, get off her. And he just kept stabbing, of course. So she calls 911 and says,
psycho.
Yeah, this guy's killing this girl. He's stabbing her to death. And it was the craziest 911 call. They're like going, "Where are you? Who is it? Who is this?" And she's going, "I don't know. It's just a complete stranger." It was just the 911 call was really irritating me. But anyway, she ended up trying to help the girl, but of course, as she's grabbing her hand, he goes into the truck and gets a bigger knife and comes out,
and
they start stabbing her again.
Jesus.
But they never explained where was her boyfriend. She was with a dude. She ran there to help. And this fucking guy, I don't know what he did, but they never explained what this loser, no-help dude did or didn't do.
It was 2:30 in the morning. He's sleeping.
He was with her in the park.
Remember,
they were getting on, and then he must have just run away.
And she got her, pulled her pants up and put her bra on and sprinted over there.
Well, maybe
he was exhausted. He's in his refractory period. I'll be there in a second.
Pretty useless refract.
Probably in his mind, it's like, oh, it's my chance to get away. My chance to get home. He's ordering an Uber. That's what was going on.
She didn't turn into a pizza. He was disappointed. Bolted. But, yeah. There's always something left out of these stories. That first lady with the two kids, they never explained that in the other story on 48 Hours. But that was an amazing story. Nice grandpa, by the way, helping the baby the lady from Ukraine.
Right. Just
that's nice.
She had to go back to Ukraine.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
They
wouldn't make good stories if they weren't horrible people.
Mm-hmm. Somebody sent me, I don't know why it got reprinted today, because I think we talked about it before, that girl that made the list of the 22 things her boyfriend can't do.
I saw that again today, and I didn't know if it's the same
it's
one.
It's a different one.
This might be a brand new one.
It's similar, but it's got the 22. Let's see. Have a single girl's phone number. Not follow any girls on social media. Any. Can't hang out with Keegan. I don't know who the fuck Keegan is.
Hey, she's hot.
Guy who juggles a lot of hot babes, probably.
That's Keegan's a name. Dude, I think, because it said
what?
Includes his house or public.
Oh, never mind.
Mark's gay.
Keegan sounds like a chick's name, man.
Do not hang
Keegan
with
Michael
friends.
Key?
Yeah, the guy's hot.
He cannot hang with friends more than 2 times a week.
Oh, jeez.
Do not look at a single girl. If girls come up to you, you walk away.
Don't start fighting with me.
Mo will not hang out with us every time we hang out.
Turn off the water.
Mo.
I guess Mo's a friend. And then this one, I couldn't believe this one's in there. Do not ask for head.
Whoa.
What?
It's actually tight. Keegan? Do not ask for head. Now, I don't know how he hasn't broken up with her yet at this point in the list, but
you
he's still with her.
Back, arch your crotch in the air and say, dinner is served.
Similarly, women who, you know, should break up with abusive men, shouldn't men break up with women who
I think
have lists?
At rule six, he should have broken up with her. You are not to get mad at me about a single thing ever.
Oh, God.
You are not to bring up Josh, Tyler, Noah, or Devin ever again. I don't know who Josh. I guess those are ex-boyfriends?
Mm.
Josh, Tyler, Noah, or Devin? Do not drink unless I am with you.
Somebody made this up and put it on the internet just to stoke outrage, didn't they?
You know what?
Is this they attributed to someone?
They said it. Someone left it in a car they traded in.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
It's from...
was it Keegan?
It was
Keegan's Taylor, car. Tyler, Jordan, Flynn, and Dylan, and Cameron, and Tucker.
Tucker. And Chad.
Fuck Tucker.
I am allowed to do a phone check whenever I please.
Well, that's just invasive.
If we move in, your friends will be allowed over. Rarely. You are not to ditch me for your friends.
Jeez.
Austin,
I couldn't believe that at his age, he was walking around in public with his hair parted down the middle.
We go on a legit date every 2 weeks at least. You tell me you love me once a day at least, so I know you aren't messing around.
You know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes. Blood coming out of her wherever.
And then the worst rule of all. You are never to take longer than 10 minutes to text me back.
Jeez.
Somebody made that up.
You know how sometimes things can seem like a little bigger deal because, you know, you're down there.
Is that crazy? Oh,
another 3 days of this, probably.
Here's another crazy lady with a list. You see this Bridezilla story? She's got quite the list of rules for her wedding.
Boy, are there a lot of Bridezillas? Are there more than I thought?
Well, there was enough that there was a TV show at one time.
I remember the show.
I don't know if it's still on.
I have no idea.
Come with a $75 gift. Only wear a ponytail and don't talk to the bride. Shock guest shares the ultimate Bridezilla strict wedding day rules.
The next page has the full rule, the full list of rules, if you just want to read the list.
A horrified wedding guest has shared a bizarre list of rules emailed to her by a bridezilla ahead of her nuptials. Talking to a social media forum, the bemused guest revealed the lengthy list of regulations from the bride's wedding coordinator.
Ooh.
Strict demands for all female attendees to wear their hair in a ponytail or basic bob, and a ban on speaking to the bride.
Okay, why there's so many people who have to be in charge of everything?
I know, power is... it's funny. Power, I've never really gotten off on power.
Oh, you, I mean, you want people...
I want it, but I just don't have the wherewithal to get it.
That's because you were raised with, what was the saying? They're supposed to be seen and not heard.
Yeah, seen and not heard. Absolutely.
And this generation was being raised with, you're so important.
I thought everyone my age heard kids are to be seen and not heard. Didn't you hear that?
Yes, absolutely. And then we both went into radio.
Exactly.
Not seen, but heard.
Rules and regulations. Please arrive 15 to 30 minutes early. Two. Please do not wear white cream or ivory. Oh, three.
That's sort of a no-brainer.
Please do not wear anything other than a basic bob or ponytail. Four. Please do not have a face. Wait.
What?
A face? Please do not. Please do not have a face full of makeup. Do not record during the ceremony. Do not check in on Facebook unless instructed.
Unless instructed, that's the worst part. She's gonna tell you to check in.
Well, they probably have, you know, the hashtag or whatever.
Oh my
yeah,
God,
they do.
Stupid.
The next one is use People hashtag when posting all pictures.
What?
Do not talk to the bride at all.
What?
Everyone will toast with Remy. No acceptance.
Toast with what?
Remy.
Wow.
Ten. Lastly, must come with gift $75 or more, or you won't be admitted in.
How do they?
Bitch.
How do you prove your gift is $75 or more?
Is she asking for just cash?
You know what? I don't know, but isn't that usually what you have?
You know what's weird? And tell me if anybody has a similar or close to similar experience. I remember when the kids were younger and they would be at a birthday party to go to, and it would be like, he only wants cash. And so they get a gift card or something, or actually cash.
Yeah. Wait,
and
now?
There was just a lot of kids that are like, I only want cash.
Yeah.
They didn't want gifts. And it was like, I was kind of like, well, fuck you. You decide. I'm giving you the gift. I'll decide what I'm fucking giving you.
Yeah.
And it seemed like kids just nowadays sort of lived in this cash world. I was always amazed at how much disposable cash Evan and Alex had that didn't even come from me.
Wow.
You know, it'd be like, a birthday or, you know, a confirmation or Christmas, and there was always just cash pouring in.
The other day, I counted.
Well, they had a lot of relatives. They had an ex, their father, Tess, and Larry were split. Larry remarried. There was me. Wow. There was Sandy's family, Larry's family. Christmas was like a 6-day event.
Wow. Sweet.
That's the one thing I do like just about giving them cash, because you don't have all that shit in your house. If you're the parent,
you have shit
in your house no matter what. There's no kid that doesn't have shit.
Yeah, so less shit is nice.
Yeah, but
we counted Charlotte's piggy bank. She likes to count her piggy bank every once in a while. She had more cash. She has more cash on hand than I do. Why do you have so much cash, kid?
I kind of like the mystery of opening.
Where she's getting cash from and coins.
Gifts.
Yeah,
it
seems like kids get cash. I mean, people give them money all the time and gift cards, and it just seemed like it was...
Well, where did she get a $20 bill from? She had a $20 bill in her piggy bank.
Grandma.
Did you make her explain it?
She was like, she knows.
It's a piece of green paper to her.
I'm going to open up a... Oh, by the way, did you see the toddler that shredded $1,000 worth of cash?
No, I didn't see that.
I feel like I want to call bullshit on this story.
Yeah.
This kid got... I think it was over $1,000 that was cash that the toddler's parents were saving to buy the Utah University, or the University of Utah, whatever, football tickets. Yeah. Why are you saving it in cash?
A kid was saving money to buy football tickets.
No, the parents were. But why were they saving it in cash?
A lot of people save in cash. That's kind of the way they prepare for a big purchase. A lot of people do that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway,
savings account, or
I've done that
that's
before.
That's kind of what I thought. But anyway,
$20
lives in a whole different world than the rest of us.
Well, $20 here and there, and then eventually it adds up.
I don't know if you want to keep cash around your homeless roommate.
I have a homeless roommate.
Ow!
It was 1997.
But
98.
So of course,
he stole shit.
The apex of the Monday Night Nitro versus Monday Night Raw rivalry.
Well, what I think is bullshit about it, I think they just had a bunch of cash at their house and they get shredded, and they're like, oh yeah, it was for Utah's football season tickets. Because of course now Dr. Pepper has offered to buy them season tickets, and they were on the field for the last home game.
Wait, so what do you think the cash was really for then?
I don't know. I just think they had cash laying around the house for something. And they just had to pretend that it was for something. Because they knew they would get paid off.
And they played it.
Well, wasn't it revealed that the U.S. government will put all that money back together anyway?
I saw.
Really?
If you shred your money, you can send it to the government and they will give you the exact.
Really? Let's try it.
Somebody did a story about that. It was either 60 Minutes or Old Man Show did a story about how decrepit some money comes in and they always find a way to, like.
There's feces on it.
I think I saw that.
Like feces.
Always.
Yeah, that was a frightening story.
Feces everywhere.
Cocaine on like every third dollar bill. How much blow is out there?
People are using it to do blow and then wiping their ass with it.
You suppose they extract it while they're at the mint, and
then
they have a big party at the end of the year.
But this thing about asking for let's get my gift $75 or more, and you won't be admitted in. do you know weddings where the bride and groom have asked for money only?
This is Brandon's department.
Brandon
goes to lots of weddings.
Don't most people do give money anyway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always. Yeah, we're always paying for you assume you're paying for the meal.
Meal, yeah.
But they had
it's easy to
generally people have a registry though.
Right.
But no, you can have a small registry.
That's for showers.
Meal. Yeah, the gift
registries, yeah.
The gift is for the shower these days, and very rarely do you actually see a lot of gifts at the wedding unless they combined everything into one.
Exactly.
Well, people would not bring a gift to a wedding, I wouldn't think.
Some people do.
We only had like maybe three or four gifts at the actual wedding because most of the stuff came during the shower.
But it's people that were invited to the shower people, that couldn't go. Usually.
Most people give cash. I mean, cash is standard.
Yeah. Now there's websites where you can like donate to our honeymoon or our trip or whatever.
That's practical.
But aren't those must be people with very resourceful friends and relatives, I assume.
Yeah.
Mark, why'd you turn into Al Hendricks?
I don't know. Sometimes you just slip into it.
I do that all the time.
I only had like two weddings. This was one of the easiest summers ever.
Wow. Where did you have to go for those, though?
I had to go to the Birmingham Country Club, and I got sick and puked on Livernois. And then, I don't know, there was another one somewhere. But you know, in years past, it's been like 5, 6, 7 weddings a year. That gets so expensive when you have to travel.
And exhausting.
You know, some of them were out of state, and you'd always have to get a hotel room and...
Your friends will be getting divorced next, and then you'll be going to second weddings.
Here's a bridezilla. Speaking of destination weddings, there's another bridezilla story for you.
I think a destination wedding is mean. I really do.
Well, it's a way to keep the crowd down.
It is, yeah.
T.J. Miller was talking about that in one of his interviews.
But you do feel guilty if you can't go and you want to celebrate their wedding with somebody you really like.
Is it fair to demand your friends spend a couple $1,000 to go see you get married?
No, right. It's kind of they don't have to go. That's kind of what that chick's bitching about.
Bride-to-be has issued a fuming rant to her friends after they refused to cover up $3,000 for her destination wedding. The woman who's labeled a bridezilla by the person sharing her post online began a rant by lamenting the fact that her friends were unwilling to pay $3,000 to attend her destination wedding in Thailand.
That's a lot of money. And it's in Thailand. Who wants to travel all the way to Thailand
for a
wedding?
At the risk of sounding entitled, I have to vent today.
That's what you're going to say. I'm going to sound entitled.
When we invited our friends and family to our destination wedding in Thailand, only 9 people RSVP'd out of 150.
Quiet.
Okay, I get it. Paying $3,000 to share my special day is too much for some of you. I'd pay for yours, but whatever.
I'll pay for yours, but whatever.
Whatever.
The bride then added, in order to enable more of her friends to attend the wedding, she and her husband, known only as D, chose to change the location to Hawaii, which is closer to the U.S. and therefore costs less than a trip to Thailand. Much to her horror and outrage over reducing the cost of the trip by $1,000, still did little to entice guests to attend and actually saw the number of positive RSVPs go down by 2 people.
Those 2 people wanted to go to Thailand. They didn't want to care about her wedding. It's an excuse to go to Thailand, and then it gets switched to Hawaii.
When we changed the wedding to be in Hawaii, so it's within everyone's reach, only 7 of you RSVP. It costs less, but less if you want to come. Is that what you think of D and me? You can't spare $2,000 to come share our happiness?
Yes, that is what they think of you.
The angry bride-to-be finished out her post by threatening to cancel her public wedding altogether and said elope privately with her husband to be preventing anyone from being part of our happiest day.
Good, do it.
But there is a right way to do the destination wedding. We went to a great one because of it. And basically, if they would have stuck around here, they would have had to invite 500, 600 people. And they decided, you know what? Because they have massive families. They just decided to do their own destination wedding. 30 people
Where
went,
was it,
and it
though?
Was fun. It was in Mexico.
Oh, that wedding. Great. Joe Glover died from Fox 2, 79 years old. He was on when we got here in the early 90s.
Yeah. Shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night. Gone too soon.
Is Joe the one that was dating the Jennifer Howe, the young reporter, ran into some...
Wait, what?
I believe Joe was in his mid-50s when he left Detroit, and I think he went down to Florida with a reporter named Jennifer Howe, who was a lot younger.
I
think something didn't work out too well.
Jennifer Howe, like Steve Howe spelling?
Yeah, I think so. Or Howza, maybe?
Glover's fiance, Jennifer Howe.
Oh.
Okay.
It's in an article from 1993.
I think that something went south.
Wait,
there.
Did they end up?
WTSP anchor Jennifer Howe charged with DUI.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. Then a year later, ex-TSP news anchor Jennifer Howe was arrested again. I don't know what happened.
Needed to get an Uber.
Speaking of anchors in trouble, and I feel bad that it made me think of this because I love John Wangler. But the kid caught his first touchdown pass at Michigan.
Yeah.
And so I was telling my buddy who I was in the game with was about Suzanne Wangler. And I forgot about that spiral downward and how bad that was.
Terrible.
Sad. Thank God we had Wi-Fi at the game so we could read about it.
I can't get.
I guess I'm a bad person. I mean, I'm glad he got his touchdown.
I can't get a text out to anyone. Yeah, that was. I think at the time she died. I mean, it was already. She'd already spiraled.
Oh, yeah.
Way down.
Yeah.
Former WTSP Channel 10 news anchor Jennifer Howe was arrested Thursday, accused of ripping up her neighbor's plants and harassing them because they testified in her child custody case.
Oh, jeez.
Howe's former husband, former WTSP anchor. Boy, she really took the team down there, didn't she? Anchor Pat Minasarin subpoenaed the testimony of his ex-wife's neighbors in her custody case.
The guy I know, him and her, got it on. Woo-wee!
That led to problems between Howe and her neighbors. She was arrested at 1 a.m. Tuesday on a misdemeanor charge of disorderly intoxication, drunkenly yelling at an officer who was called to talk to her about issues with neighbors. They were called back out to the neighborhood about 1:30. Howe's been sending texts and emails to neighbors about their testimony in her child custody case. She also accused of pulling up their oleanders and damaging their landscaping lights.
Not the oleanders.
Yes, and that's a year after... Boy, she's always the former.
This is a great obit for Jeffrey Glover.
TSP anchor. Arrested Sunday on a drunken driving charge. Drove her 2002 Nissan Pathfinder over a curb and struck a school crossing sign. She then continued driving, didn't report the collision. Her blood alcohol percent was 0.152, almost twice. Howe 43 struck the school crossing sign. Officers found her at a nearby CVS pharmacy sitting inside the Nissan. So try to get her attention.
Hit the school crossing sign.
Yeah. She seemed confused when I handed over driver's license. The officer detected smell of alcohol. About the same time, someone caught up and identified the Nissan as matching the description of a sports utility vehicle and struck a school crossing sign. Arrested. I was let go from WTSP Channel 10 last year after working there for 12 years. She's unemployed. She was married to TSP anchor Pat Minasarin, who sued the station for age discrimination after he was fired in 1998. Boy, she likes older dudes. That seems pretty clear. Marriage ended in 2006. They had one kid together. Yeah, whatever. Well,
Glover has some pictures of himself. Like he must have taken these when he was in Florida, where he's shirtless and he looks
hot.
Pretty good. He's pretty.
Let me see.
Jennifer Howe is now a consultant.
You know.
Yeah, he was a young looking,
handsome,
older anchor.
Oh.
Right.
Really? Well, if you think he's so handsome, then why don't you marry him?
I was gonna say Jennifer
Howe did it.
I thought when he left Detroit, I think he had a ponytail.
Cool.
What?
He was like my age.
How do you have a ponytail when he was on the air?
I don't know.
Holy crap. Radical.
Might have been a reporter.
Was that a man or a woman? Because he needs a haircut more than I do.
Not sure he was an anchor then, but
I was watching The Nine this morning.
Whatever. Yeah, The Nine.
They were talking about basement renovations, and Ryan admitted to having a drop ceiling.
Oh, yeah. The worst.
He goes, you know, like, what should I do with that? Should I tear it out and or paint it black? And he was asking advice from Dina and Barilou. We're both saying that you should.
I have
tear
a drop
it
ceiling, and I hate it.
Yeah, that's what
I
he
hate
yeah
it with a passion.
Yeah, I actually like my drop ceiling.
Well, the minute you touch them,
everything falls out
of
place.
Yeah, those little things break apart.
And like Drew once pointed out, they're always all stained.
And they always have
like
water stains.
The second you put one in,
yeah, there's
stains.
No drop ceiling without a stain in it.
I have a drop ceiling without a stain. And it actually, I can move wires and hide them very...
But it's harder with a drop ceiling if you just have the regular, you know... If you don't have it there, then you can move wires around easily.
That, yeah, true. Yeah, that's what I had done down in my...
And your kids can't hide their dirty magazines in the drop ceiling. What? Who did that? My brother.
Although Dina was talking about she wanted to paint her basement and whether or not they liked the color, and I swear to God, she showed that picture. She showed how sweet ass basement she has.
Oh yeah.
God, man,
there's just way too much Dina.
I find the Nine very interesting. You know
what else is going on?
Quite
the Nine.
Entertaining. Let's see, they were talking about the drop ceiling, and then there was a big debate over the key fob or the auto starts, the car that has a push button start, and then you have to have a key fob. Dina didn't like that because she wanted to have keys. She, for some reason, just likes having keys.
Nobody wants keys. Nobody wants keys.
My brother had a key collection when he was a kid until he swallowed one. It was learned that he, my brother was really smart. He was like six, and he knew that it would come back, and he retrieved it.
Really?
Yes, he did.
Did he make you do it?
No, I was one.
Oh.
You had envelopes and he had keys.
He was in the keys, yeah. I'll see, he had a big edge on me. Keys are a lot cooler than envelopes.
Whose keys were they?
Might have looked cooler.
Were they anybody special or go to cars or
just a no, I think they were just, you know, keys that didn't go to anything anymore.
You have
they
some were... random keys around this place.
I got a shitload of random keys.
I've ran into some random keys in the Silence of the Lamb room.
What, really?
Yeah.
What? Really? I don't even know what those are.
They're
probably
hanging.
Probably to lock somebody up back there.
I know. There's keys that are hanging off of like pieces of wood.
Oh.
We'd have to ask Rob about that.
Yeah.
Rob might know. All righty.
Scary back there. Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
Hey.
Anything to mention over the close?
I think we had a
Mark
couple...
Ridley Wednesday.
Mark Ridley.
Oh.
Yeah. Tell us about his 40 years in the comedy business with the Comedy Castle in Royal Oak.
How'd TJ go? Do we know? Any
12,000 for just three shows in one day.
1,200.
Wait.
Yeah. 400 capacity. Yeah. 400. Be 4,000.
Okay, yeah.
If they're getting 4,000 in there, I'm blown away.
Well,
you said 800, and I was like, wow, they can get 800 in there. And then you said you thought it was two shows.
Yeah, you know what? He'll straighten that all out. And who's coming up into town for this 40th anniversary?
Oh, that's cryptic.
Yes.
Yeah.
And John Lovitz is coming, isn't he?
This weekend.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, and possibly John Lovitz, I hope.
Yeah, I guess he. I don't think he does a ton of interviews, but it'd be great if he would.
I didn't know that you'd already talked to John some time ago, so I'll remind him.
Long time ago. He would not remember.
And he had a great time.
Yeah, he did. It was with Zip, actually, in Phoenix. He had just left SNL.
Yeah. And Jay Moore, he ghosted me after he was talking about.
Jay Moore did?
Yeah.
Born. Jay's a great guest, too.
Yeah.
Well, they got some good shows coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he'll spill the 40th anniversary show. That's a big one. Mm-hmm. Very cool. I think everyone in this room will be excited about it. So, meanwhile, Maz tomorrow, and we'll see ya.
It's Dina. Oh, God.